I'm ready to go live, but I haven't started recording yet. I always do the intro song before I start recording. But someone had a really good idea in chat. They added me right before I was going to play the song and said, "Josh, talk about Patrick Tomlinson." I'm like, "Ooh, I haven't talked about Patrick Tomlinson like forever." There's actually something that happened with him just now. I'm trying to find it real quick. Oh, is this guy? Yeah, I found it. Ooh, okay. I'll put the Patrick thread up. All right, now I can start my stream chat. Now the stream is starting. Nobody recognizes the music. It's kind of weird. I expected people have recognized other the real Brez, the one and only, says Maple Story type beep. My neighbor. This is the theme of Ellen Forrest, one of the I think the one where you have to go to if you want to become a mage. Back when the game was good and you had to fight pigs like a man for hundreds of hours to become level 5. There's a reason why I'm playing Maple Story music, and I'll get to that in a second. I'd like to say hello, everybody. How you doing? Let's see. It kind of annoys me how there... It always says zero viewers on Kick, but I don't think that's accurate. I don't think I have literally zero viewers on Kick. I don't know why the stream key on Odyssey is not working. I apologize, but... everyone who watches Odyssey seems to really fucking hate Rumble, so I'll just sticky that. I'll look into it later. I don't know why it just randomly stopped fucking working. So, let's see. I'm a little bit frustrated this week, at least since Tuesday. Because on Tuesday, I was making good progress on my code. Everything was going really well. And then over the last 2 days, I haven't been able to make a single commit because I'm stuck. I'm just going to complain about programming. Nobody would know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I'm not... I've realized that ruminating over my problems often helps me find a solution, so I'm going to talk about something nobody cares about, and that'll help me figure it out. The issue that I have is that I'm very close to having a working process for uploading attachments to the new software, but because of how bulky and shitty the way that attachments are handled on Zinforo, I'm being very particular about this. One of the things that I want is that you have FFmpeg processing images, and then I want like a mail queue. You submit an image, after you upload it, it waits in the queue, it gets handled in parallel however many times it can support, and I can't figure out a way to do this. I don't know how to describe this better. It's kind of like an actor or a sync actor, but I need it to be async, and it's a big pain in my fucking ass. I'm just going to complain. The files, by the way, are being restored. I mentioned last stream that I completely mangled literally millions of attachments. not millions of attachments, but millions of attachments and, like, avatars and then, like, thumbnails for attachments and shit like that. So those are being restored. It's a very slow process, but it's ongoing. That's my programming update. One day, I'm getting so close to the point where I can actually like go back and start really focusing on everything that I want to do. I'm like right there. I should also mention that Vinny, because I've talked about the litigation stuff and how he's being sued in Australia. He's got representation now, and it's going to be a big pain in the ass to fight that case in Australia because he waited so long. But things are actually happening with that. And by the way, also kind of related, I mentioned that Epic did their retraction weeks ago, and I've been waiting on another retraction. Or at least like correspondence. And it took a very long time. We've sent certified mail twice. We know that this has been received. And then we sent it again a third time. However, this time we also sent it by email to a work email that was found and finally got a reply. Because the next step, if they were just going to ignore our request for communication, I would just have to sue. And the fact that they ignored our request over weeks and months is like evidence of malice. But they've actually responded this time. So now I may also get a second retraction, or we might go to court over that. So that's the update on the legal stuff. At least the way I can say, oh. Oh, I didn't even mention this, I don't think. It might have only happened yesterday, is why. The court has also told Russell Greer in the Greer case that the case is not in fucking Utah. Stop submitting paperwork to Utah. It's in Florida for sure. So that came through. The dockets are all transferred. It's been explicitly named. You're not in Utah anymore. There was a motion to transfer the case to Florida. Greer did not oppose it, filed nothing in like weeks and weeks. I think it was like a month and a half is how long that took. And then eventually the court was just like, okay, it's in Florida, I guess, if you're not going to say anything about it. Very unusual to transfer a case to a different venue after a appellate court decision 3 years down the line, but you didn't say anything and we don't want to deal with you. So bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have fun in Florida. And then he kept filing shit in Utah. Like I've given it this name, and I've mentioned it several times before, but I've called it the motion to undo the thing that already happened, which is not a real thing. That was finally denied because the Florida court was like, well, he filed this motion to undo the thing that already happened, and I don't know what to do about this, so we're just going to wait. So that was denied, and then they said, okay, you're going to Florida. So now we're in Florida for sure. And now we're going to be waiting on the Florida judge to look at literally 120 submissions, like thousands of pages of fucking nonsense, literal unhinged diatribes from a pro se plaintiff, and have to make a decision about what to do next. So that's exciting. That's fun. I can't wait for it. Our case with the Supreme Court for that was listed, and I think it has been given a second listing date. And if it gets relisted, that's a great sign for the writ. So that might happen. There's a legitimate chance that we might end up in the Supreme Court, which would be very, very, very funny. Cool. Oh, someone started a vegetable garden. That's nice. I'm glad you're growing vegetables. Everyone eats food that's grown in fucking Argentina and Chile and shit. It's like, that's not how it's meant to be, yo. That ain't how it meant to be. Okay. Let's do the news. First thing is first, I guess. This is kind of related to my legal-esque ramblings. The FCC has voted to restore net neutrality rules. And I don't know how to feel about this because I listened in on the investors meeting for Cogent, which is obviously one of the worst of platformers of the Kiwi Farms, if you've not been following. Cogent CEO Dave Schaefer is personally responsible for spearheading getting us removed from every ISP that we visit that has a business relationship with Cogent. They have black-holed IP. They have, like, illegally re-announced and black-holed single IPs on subnets belonging to other companies to make sure that the Kiwi Farms was inaccessible through Cogent networks. Like, they're really, really, really pro-deplatforming. And in investor meetings, Dave Schaefer, who is Jewish and from D.C., was preening very smugly, like, well, we have had issues getting more transfer with the Asia-Pacific market because they do not want to play games with us. However, I believe that that will change once the FCC reinstitutes net neutrality. Then they will not have the choice, and we will have access to this market. And so he was, like, very evilly condescending, like, oh, yes, the chinks and gooks think that they can say no, they don't want to do business with Cogent. Huh? Well, I'm from D.C., and I set the rules. And I think once the rules change, they will reconsider their positions towards me. So, sure enough, FCC did reinstate net neutrality, but obviously now I'm very suspicious of it because it is marketed as this way to make sure that things are more free, open, and transparent and less meddled with by corporate interests. But considering Dave Shaver's posture towards Asia Pacific, I don't think that's the case. I think that's not let's fucking pass. So I don't know. And if you ever tried to read an administrative legislation that was passed by a department like this, it's a nightmare. Like, laws are pretty dense in how they're written. Like, they're pretty complicated. They're very jargon dense. They're written in a way. I've had someone explain, like, use the reference that it's kind of like reading a Git commit, like a programming language commit, but it's just like strike paragraph 5B, add this paragraph. And it's just like, it's really hard to read. The FCC, like, when they've passed rules in the past, you can't read it. Unless you're like a fucking lunatic and you are like you're like a Martian and your world is just completely different from the world that most human beings exist in. You are like from a parallel dimension. You can't read this shit because it's very opaque about what they're actually implementing. And they're like, well, we suggest this. We want to bring about this. We're like, well, if you can suggest and bring about all the or want to bring about all the things you want. But what the fuck are the actual rules? And those are, like, it's hundreds of pages of shit, and you can't figure out what the fuck it's trying to say. So, before I start championing the new net neutrality that's just been passed, I'm going to have to find, like, a genuine, honest-to-God FCC administrative attorney from Washington, or from the district, to read over it and apply the hundreds of pages of actual fucking nonsense that are written in this. And tell me, does this mean I get to have Kiwi Farms? Can I plug in my, can I finally use my IP addresses and ASN again? Can I, like, have a direct business relationship with a Tier 1 ISP and a DDoS filtering system? Like, is that what that means? Because I guarantee you there's probably some carve-out. Like, it says any legal content, but it's probably like any legal or like morally repugnant content. Does it say the N-word? Does it say anything about Jews or the Holocaust? Well, then if a single person says the N-word on your website, well, then it doesn't qualify for net neutrality now, does it? Because it's not morally conscientious. It would be so unfair to massive multinational billion-dollar corporations if they had to tolerate speech that they didn't like. That's just morally repugnant. It's an infringement of their constitutional rights. I guarantee you it's going to be some shit like that. I'm not excited about it. We will see. So there we go. If it is based in Red Pill, I'll let you know. Speaking of more legal issues in Australia, this appears to be an Assyrian church. The Assyrians are an ethnic religious group from Syria who are Christian. I think they're one of the oldest branches of Christianity still in existence in the world. Unfortunately for them, they are surrounded by Arab rape apes, and so they have been persecuted, tortured, kidnapped, just maligned constantly for centuries. And so, naturally, with the civil war in Syria and the West open arms policy towards refugees, a lot of Assyrians moved abroad, and especially to, like, Australia. and where they would set up their churches again. However, the open arms policy also included the Arab rapapes who found their way to Australia and then realized, oh, an Assyrian church. Ah, my grandfather's father committed jihad against the Assyrians and murdered and raped and tortured them. So too will I in this brave new world of Australia. And so they did. And a Muslim man stabbed an Assyrian pastor in Australia. And the footage of it arrived on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. And Australia was pissed. Now, there's lots of violent footage that's out there on the internet, but when it comes to exposing the fact that the Arabs and Muslims in Australia are violent and completely and totally incongruous with the natural fiber of society in the West, they get really, really upset about that because they just like to pretend that everything is fine and this shit doesn't happen ever. So, the Australian Censorship Committee, which was, I believe, established after Christchurch, but probably – it might have existed before, but I first realized that it exists after Christchurch because I got – shitty letters from both New Zealand and Australia. And to this day, I still get occasional, like once every year, a letter from the censorship committee that realizes that there's the Christchurch footage still on the site. They send me an email saying, you will be fined $800,000 dues a day for noncompliance. To which I say, I don't fucking care. And then they email me again in a year, threatening me with $800,000 a day fines. However, X is much bigger than the Kiwi Farms, and it has much more ability to pay out, and it's attached to Elon Musk, who everyone hates right now. So, when they received this legal order to censor this content, X said, okay. And they went ahead and they blocked the footage for Australians. Now, you may not know this, but Australia is actually the center of the entire world. You'd kind of think, oh, it's just like off there in the south and like the Pacific. It's like in one of the most remote regions of the entire planet, just surrounded by like Indonesians and Southeast Asians that nobody cares about. And then like Pacific Islanders that don't even have names that nobody can even, like, nobody knows anything about any of those fucking islands that are scattered about the Pacific. I think Tuvalu is like a one that people know. It has like a population of like 3,000. And they have China, which people do actually care about. And is one day going to buy Australia just outright. Just going to give them like a brick of gold or something. And be like, okay, we own you now. Australia thinks it's the center of the world, and it has said, actually, when we say you have to block this footage, we don't just mean in Australia, we don't just mean in Asia Pacific, we mean in the entire world. Elon Musk says, no, I'm not going to do that, and we're going to challenge it in the court. I think that this is, it's called the E-Safety Commission, not the Censorship Committee. Elon promised that he would fight it in the courtroom of Australia to try and. Oh, this is what I wanted. Oh no, actually, okay. So yeah, I did want to say that X vowed to fight it, and then I wanted to play this video.
About one of your fellow senators posting that video out of Wakely, the alleged attack, and Elon Musk really showing contempt for the government and its approach on this issue. What's your take on the tech billionaire?
So when it comes to the tech billionaire, like I've already said, I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred.
I want to punch every Australian in the fucking face. I can't wait for China to just wipe that shit off the face of the fucking planet. This bitch should be in a bauxite mine. I always think that the people on the ideological platforms in other countries that they paid for out of pocket for the right to do under a constitutional framework, which thousands of men fought to die and for to protect, always think they should be thrown away with the key tossed down the gutter drain. And then it's like, just fucking contemptible. It's like, oh, so let me get this straight. Elon Musk allowing a video to exist on the internet, a true, honest, undistorted, realistic depiction of things that actually happened and resulted in people dying, that is so socially unconscionable that it should result in life in prison. However, that's because it creates hate. But this, a Arab rape ape from the Middle East going to a foreign country, finding old enemies from his country in the new country, and then killing them just like they did in the original country they're both from, after which caused the refugee crisis to begin with, that doesn't create hate. The only thing that creates hate about this incident is that people know it happened. And it's Elon's fault that people know that it happened. And don't even say woman, because this fucking guy in the background is cheering her on. This guy.
On contempt for the government.
Oh, I think he has contempt for the government. Yeah, that's like the default position for a human being. Do you have contempt for the government? You might think the question would be, which one? No, the answer is yes. I have contempt for the government. Which one? All of them. Fuck them all. Fuck Australia. Fuck New Zealand. Fuck the U.S. Fuck them all. They're all terrible. Like, I think that it's scary. It's like, that bloke over there, he ain't got no contempt for the government. He pays his taxes and he's happy with it. What the fuck? I think something's wrong with him. They should lock him up and throw away the key. He has no right to be happy with his government. What the fuck? That's a dangerous person right there. I want to hear what else she has to say.
I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely
She
no
practiced sense. That too. She's so proud of that. He's a social media knob with no social conscience. What the fuck does that even mean? What does that mean? I have no social conscience? No, it couldn't be that he weighed the outcomes of two different things and said, I like this idea better. No, he has no conscience. He just does whatever.
Social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest. I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok and how far that they can do.
Oh, dude, she's salivating. She's salivating. Oh, we haven't been able to do what we want to do in the US because they have the Constitution. But with the TikTok ban, doors might swing wide. Maybe we can get X-Band too. We can get X-Band. We can do whatever we want. They know that as soon as the U.S. goes down, that's it. There's no more like, oh, you're just this evil country, the U.S., with all of its evil hate speech on the internet. They know once the U.S. is gone and the Constitution doesn't apply to like the internet shit anymore, it's fucking over for everybody.
That platform as well. So I think we're all watching on the United States at the moment to see what they're doing. But seriously, if we can move, and if that means in the next sitting that we can shut him down from doing this, because this is
happy
just
to kick them out. Kick the platform out.
Oh, I don't give a stuff about the platform. I'm happy to go off the platform today. Honest with you,
I have to find something now. I have to find something. Give me a second. Whenever I think about how important it is for the U.S. to not become cringe and gay, I'm reminded of this song. And I'm hoping that I can find the transcript really, really fast. It's so frustrating. Because it's one of the lyrics in Cult of Personality by The Living Color, where it's like, whatever America hopes to come to pass in the world must first come to pass in the heart of America. And it doesn't show up in the transcript for whatever reason. It's one of my favorite quotes, and it's still very true. If the U.S. allows itself to become cringe and gay, then it's fucking over. It's over for everybody. All the Australians who, just imagine how bad it would be if people couldn't, like, people in Australia and Europe just couldn't host their sites in the U.S. And, by the way, I think it's the Department of Commerce that's wanting to add Know Your Customer regulations in the U.S. for VPSs and stuff. So if you want to buy, like, a provision server in the U.S. to run a website on, They're trying to make it so that the hosting company has to keep a record of who it is. Like right now, you can go to various hosting companies in the United States, pay Monero for a VPS, get a VPS allocation with zero identifying information. They don't even need an email address for some of these platforms. And then you can host whatever the fuck you want. And unless it causes problems that get like DMCA or a court order, then nobody will know who's hosting that site if you're connecting through Tor and stuff. So they're trying to litigate that in the U.S. The Department of Commerce is trying to regulate that so that to buy a VPS in the U.S., you have to like dox yourself to the company and they have to keep a record of it for however long the service is operating. So that if you're an Australian trying to do things the Australian government doesn't want you to do, that they wouldn't appreciate very much, that they might have contempt for, they can then ask the United States to tell them who the Australian bloke is running a website in the United States. So that they and the Australia can prosecute them and lock them up and throw away the key. That's what's happening. That also needs to be fought like as vigorously as possible. But nobody's even talking about that because they don't understand the implications. So yeah, there's that. My bandwidth is choking desperately. Let me see if I can fix that very quickly. My output is 3,000. I wonder if I can drop it down to 2,500 and save it. But I don't think so. No, it still says it's very bad. God, so frustrating. There's not much I can do though, because I've already fucked with it. I'll just continue on. I think it has to catch up a little bit. Hopefully it'll become green again in a second. But I can see that it does spike upwards. Yeah. So this is an old article by a guy named Ben Collins. If the name sounds familiar, it's because he opened up the whole Keffel shit by publishing it straight to NBC. He championed the whole Drop Kiwi Farms thing. He celebrated when Matthew Prince, afraid of the large dogs, dropped Kiwi Farms. By the way, the neighbors responding to the large dogs thing said that they have received no complaint. So Matthew Prince, despite being bullied and terrorized and victimized by the large dogs, dropping big steaming logs all over his yard, barking, boofing, boof, boof, at his own mother, never once, did not even a single time, according to the neighbors, confront them and say, "Hey, your dogs are wandering into my property, and it's causing me distress. Can you like make sure they don't do that?" According to them, not once did Matthew Prince ever attempt to notify them of the problem before taking them to court. So they're so just to give you an idea of what kind of brave man Matthew Prince is, he doesn't even have the spine to like wander over to his own neighbors and just be like, "Knock, knock, your dogs are shitting and pissing all over my yard. My mom is afraid to come over now. All the children that visit my home for whatever reason are intimidated by their threatening woo." So now if you could do something about that, that'd be great. Just so we clear, we're clear on who Matthew Prince is. Anyways, this has been Collins celebrating the brave man, Matthew Prince, dropping the Kiwi Farms. And this has been Collins, now CEO of The Onion. The Onion, boys and girls, one of the most famous satirical publications of our lifetimes, who put out serious bangers. They really shaped internet culture way back in the day, a really formidable thing that kind of dropped off, I think after Obama, something about Obama's second term really just like fucked everything up, and everything became more and more shitty. I think they hobbled along, but then during Trump, like all things satire just died. So now, a man who specialized, by the way, he was supposed to be a disinformation expert, Ben Collins was. So he's gone directly from NBC News disinformation specialist to CEO of The Onion, disinformation newspaper publication. Really just a side grade, if you think about it. I can see why they chose him. He's perfect for the job. But I'm going to be real with you. I really like The Onion. Especially, it's one of those things that I remember fondly as a child, and it's just, it really stresses me out to see these really nasty people buying things that I have affinity for, so that they can make them gay and cringe and stupid, and it's stressing me out. I'm getting like the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it, and I don't know. I'm gonna have to pause the stream and relax a bit, and I have a video, a really good video that helps me, relax, to get rid of some stress when I'm stressed out. You know what? Actually, maybe I should share it with you guys. I know that, you know what? I think that if I just share my stress-relieving video with all of you, there will be some appreciation. Let's watch it together.
Later on in the hour, tips for stretching out your vagina without having a baby.
But first, in today's tough economic times, money stresses can really be overwhelming.
Yeah, but help is on the way. Author Christine Eckert is here to show us some exercises to reduce stress. Hi, Christine.
Good morning. Hi, Jim and Tracy.
Christine, I'm so glad you're here. I'm about ready to snap.
She is.
The first thing we're going to learn about is problem visualization.
Okay.
It's a simple method for reducing stress by assigning an image to represent your anxiety.
Well, that sounds simple enough.
Okay, the first thing I like to do is imagine my money related stress as the most disgusting, terrifying creature I can think of. I like to imagine an ugly, greasy little creature with a hooked nose and oily black hair.
Oh, he is scary.
I call him the Grabbler because he's a greedy little monster who wants to grabble up all my money.
Ooh.
Now close your eyes and picture the Grabbler.
Okay, there he is.
Now think of all the problems your Grabbler is causing. He invented interest rates like the ones on your credit card.
Oh.
He's taking the jobs because Grabblers only hire their own kind.
I just want to get rid
of him. Now imagine the Grabbler slowly disintegrating like a pile of ashes blown away by a purifying wind. And now you're in a peaceful meadow full of lilies swaying in a gentle breeze.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Not scheming or trying to rob me.
Oh, well, that really works.
Ooh, what a relief. I feel so relaxed.
Now, this image visualization works for other kinds of stresses besides money, right?
Say you had an argument with someone at work. Take that social stress and visualize it being due to a blabler.
Blabler? Ooh. Well, look at that.
Blabbers represent all that negative energy we experience when dealing with difficult personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kinds of people who love to argue and complain in nasal voices.
Oh, I know
people
like that.
And stresses are everywhere,
right.
too.
They
yeah.
are. They're always lurking like rats. You know, that's why sometimes meditative exercises aren't enough. So take your mind off your stress by doing something good for yourself.
Oh.
Exercise.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
I feel better after my yoga class.
Right, right.
I will often go for a long walk in the middle of the night and throw flaming bottles at certain houses or even sneak in through the back doors and light their curtains on fire while they're asleep.
Working up a sweat to rid yourself of that stress. All right. Well, Christine, thanks so much for being our guest this morning
Christine.
And sharing your advice. Everyone should check out Christine's new book, The Solution, Kill All the Grabblers, and it's available in bookstores
the solution.
Now. And when we come back, why you don't have to wait until after you're 40 to have sex after 40.
How to protect your own home from outside opinions. And that's what I'm hoping. Dude, The Onion, you guys don't even know. If you're like young or you never watched The Onion on like early internet, you have no fucking idea. If you watch these videos on the, you should actually, there's a bunch of people scrambling to archive them right now because this shit's getting wiped. All these funny videos from back in the day. Like, you think that Ben Collins is going to let this video stay up? Fuck no. I imagine, do you think Ben Collins is ever going to put out something this funny again, ever? No. So people are going to archive them. But if you watch, like, the old ones, they're still really funny. Even if, like, they're referencing outdated, like, political stuff about, like, Bush and Obama, it's still really funny. It's the peak, the absolute peak of political satire. Ben Collins can't even hold a fucking candle to this shit. Which is great, though. One of the many things that we've lost over time, chat. Also, in uplifting news, a message from my government. This is the United States Attorney's Office, District of Oregon, and an Oregon man has been sentenced to federal prison. This is actually a lie. The government's going to lie to you here in a second, but I'll read this. For conspiring to engage in animal crushing resulting in torture, mutilation, and murder of monkeys. This guy is called Bones. He was one of the monkey torture people. He was arrested last year, and they've sentenced him to 4.5 years detention with 2 years supervised release. And I thought that this was a Animal Crush prosecution, which is very rare. If you don't know, generally there are three kinds of media that are prohibited by the United States at a federal level: copyright infringement, child pornography, and then people don't know this, but animal torture videos are also regulated the same as child pornography. It's just like a flat ban, unless there's like a real reason for it. Like there's exemptions for veterinarian videos, for sports hunting videos. Maybe like if it has like a use, like if it was something like footage for a publication, like, oh, this is the conditions inside of a like a chicken coop in this county, it's really terrible, like that kind of stuff is permitted. But if it's like just abject animal abuse for the sake of it, that's federally criminal. But he was not actually convicted of this, because what he did is he would pay people to produce these videos in Indonesia, which presents a bit of a conundrum, because he's paying people to produce videos that would be illegal in the U.S., but he's not really, like, they didn't get him for hosting or distributing it himself, but they knew for a fact that he was paying for it. So they got him on not Animal Crush videos, but they got him on, like, illegal, like wire fraud or something. They got him for sending money overseas for like an illegal purpose or something. It was like a financial related crime and not Animal Crush. So the headline's a bit misleading, but it was very much a roundabout way. And I asked Hardin about it, and his response is that it's a roundabout way of prosecuting this, but it's probably the closest thing you'll get to justice in regards to what's happened. So it is, as far as the U.S. is capable of doing, the most good thing possible. Now, this is one of those things I imagine they let the agents do. Like, you know, they join the FBI thinking like, oh boy, you know, we have all these children being trafficked over the southern border by Latin American gangs. We have all these narcotics pouring in. We have fentanyl crises. You know, people are being bought. We probably have more slaves in the U.S. right now than we did back in before the Civil War, before the 14th Amendment. We probably have, like, more genuine sex slaves that are just, like, owned outright than we did, like, plantation cotton pickers way back in the day. I can't wait to join the Bureau and help resolve the many problems that the United States have. And then they're like, okay, listen up, Agent Johnson. We got a guy. He's a sick fuck. He's up there in Pennsylvania, and he posted a meme of the Grabblers. We need you to go up there and ask what his intentions are, if he has a firearm in his house, if he's ever considered a hate crime against the synagogue. We need you to go up there and make sure he knows that the government knows that he's posting things on the internet that he doesn't like. So then Agent Johnson out there doing the grind, showing up on people's doorsteps to intimidate them, just let them know, you know, government's watching. We're always watching. He finally gets a bone. And they say, hey, Johnson, you put in 14 years of harassing people, asking Amish people about if they're following FDA guidelines when they send food abroad. Now we're going to let you have one. We're going to let you have one. We're going to put you on a case to stop animal abuse. And he, like, looks up in his eye. He's got, like, those George Soros butthole eyes, because his soul's been, like, sucked out of his nostril every day. By the Bureau, and he's just like, really? I get to do something good? And he's like, yeah, just this time. Don't get used to it, though. Tomorrow we got you back. There's a dude. He lives in Arkansas, and he said the N-word on Facebook. We need you to look into that. But today, you're going to Oregon, because we got an Animal Crush guy. He's like, oh, my God. I finally feel joy for the first time in 20 years. I haven't been this happy since before my wife left me for being an FBI agent. Good job, Agent Johnson. Made us proud. Oh, yeah, someone in Florida posted Pepe the Frog at that one faggot sheriff. He's afraid of his life, afraid for his life. We need you to go check out that Pepe is a violent act. Hey, tomorrow you go back to trafficking small brown children and selling guns to the MS-13 so they can wage proxy war on the Mexican government. Don't get your hopes up, boy. Shitwood. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. That was a violent Pepe posted at Shitwood. We need our best and brightest. We need a senior detective on this one. Cool. Good job. Frank Tyson, the new George Floyd. This one's causing a kerfuffle on the internet. I think this is the video. I think let's check out this kerfuffle, chat. I hope this is it. His last words are, "I can't breathe." So, dude, I think that since the Black Lives Matter stuff, whenever a black person is, like, under investigation, like, he's being detained, it doesn't matter what it is. It's like, you know, a cop could be, like, gently pulling his hands back, like, "Hey, I need to put handcuffs, you're under arrest." Like, the moment the handcuffs go on, they're like, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The handcuffs is too tight. I can't breathe. It's restricting my throat. I can't breathe. My arms is pulled back too tight, officer. I can't breathe." So I think that's just what happened now. Like, anytime a black man is touched by a cop, it somehow restricts his airways. Let's check it out, see if my theory holds true. You know, I subscribe to the belief that this is just how they act, but it really makes me wonder if maybe the whole, like, no, really, the cops are out there like right-wing death squads. You basically have the local city PD is basically the modern Schutzstaffel. They're coming out. They got their Lugers. They're ready. They're ready to drop you. Like, the second that they see a black man, it scares them. Their hands are on the trigger. They're looking for a reason to shoot. I wonder if that, like, programming has exacerbated, or if they would just act like this normally, if it has, like, exacerbated this fear where it's like, if a cop has arrived, I'm now in, like, life or death mode. If I don't escape, they'll put the handcuffs on me and I will instantly die from suffocation. Like, has the media fear-mongering about police encouraged black people to act more retarded when confronted by any cop for any reason? It makes me wonder. I don't know. I guess I'd have to see it before and after. Dude, his way of saying they walk in and say, "Hey, we need to go outside." And he says no, so they go to restrain him because he's not being cooperative. And then he starts screaming, "They're trying to kill me. They're going to kill me." Which I think furthers my belief that people have increased the fear and anxiety level to such an extent that cops can't interact with 13% of the population without having a life or death situation immediately started. But the way he says "they're trying to kill me" reminds me of Dave Chappelle, like when he tries to do like a crackhead voice. I would not be able to find a clip to prove what I mean, but if you've watched Dave Chappelle, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Call the sheriff. Call the police. The police are here. Uh oh. I see a knee. We got a code knee. A white cop has put a knee on a black man. We got a code knee. Oh shit. Things are getting up, escalating real fast.
I can't breathe.
Pass this door right there. I'll be glad I'll push it for you. Okay.
I can't breathe. You're fine.
You're fine. Oh, that's wishful thinking there, Mr. Police Officer. Unfortunately, now you're embroiled in a national news story. Oh, that sucks, brother. Oh, well. I'm sure it'll come out that he had fentanyl in the system, and that's why he died, and then also they will put that cop in jail for the rest of his life anyways. Looking forward to the protest. All right, so this is an interesting, I think that the next bit that I have of stuff to show does not fall directly under news, and it cannot be considered true news either. In fact, what I'm about to show is probably uncharacteristically more anti-women than I usually get. So I'm just gonna the hams, avert your gaze. I'm going off the rails. First things first, a base black man that was supported for president of the United States by homosexual twink Nick Fuentes has announced that he is starting his own porn company called Yeezy Porn. He put out a statement on Twitter saying that Yeezy Porn is coming, pun intended, because it's spelled that way. And now you can look for, if you like your Yeezy shoes, if you like your Yeezy records, you can now wear Yeezy shoes, wear Yeezy clothes, like a $3,000 torn cotton t-shirt, you can wear that. You can look like an absolute deranged homeless person listening to black skinhead, and you can beat off to Yeezy Porn as well. It's coming literally to a video site near you. Cool. Next. There's something, you know, you guys hear that? It sounds so familiar. It's like smelling a pie that reminds you of grandma's house. Many years ago, chat. Do you hear it? White girls from it's just like the faintest memory. And I can't escape it, chat. I stumbled upon this clip, and it consumed an hour of my life as I was desperately trying to figure out how Jewish is everybody involved in this. So I'm going to play the clip, and then we're going to go through it.
Have you heard of Bluey? It's Australian.
Is it the dog
cartoon?
Dog show?
I put it on for my dog when I leave.
That, the dog dad, I would fucking fuck his brains out. The dog dad, he's funny, he's kind, he's smart. He's a dog. And I have never been more attracted to anybody in my life.
Really?
And it is a cartoon dog.
Bandit?
Oh, he's such a good dad.
He looks like a dog version of Phil Dunphy.
I masturbated to him.
Really?
I have masturbated to him.
Like, I'm so curious though. Is he a cartoon?
He's a cartoon.
Were you imagining you two together? Were you just masturbating to his personality?
I was masturbating to him. You have to hear his voice though. I was also masturbating to his voice. Have you heard of Bluey? It's Australian.
Is it the dog
cartoon?
Show?
Okay, dog show.
I hunted this down. I saw this clip and I thought every one of these people is Jewish and I have to find out evidence for it. So I looked it up. It is from a literal nobody podcast called Out of Bed. This video, by the way, has been shared and seen 2 million times by thousands of people, which is more than like the total sum of all their engagement across both their platforms. So first of all, the hosts of the show are Mia Malkova and Gabby Epstein. So Epstein, number one, Epstein, right off the gate, one of the hosts. The other one is Australian. They are both porn stars, but this woman that's talking about fucking the dog from Bluey is a guest from this. Her name is Meredith Casey. Now, Meredith can be a Hebrew name, but it's also a Welsh name. Meredith is like originally Welsh, but then Mary is like a Hebrew word. So Jewish women often have the name Meredith. And Casey is Irish. So if she's not Jewish, it's kind of hard to tell. Let me see right here. I think this is a good one. This one, I just kind of get the vibe. It's hard to say. She could be Gaelic, but just something about the way she looks. I can't put my finger on it, but it really throws me off. So then this is Meredith Casey, and I was trying to figure out what is she, oh, by the way, this, their main platform is TikTok. It has 100,000 likes, 3,000 followers. But two porn stars talking about fucking a dog, and of course that's going to go viral on Twitter because that's the whole point of doing it. I discovered her Twitter account. She does not advertise this. She is from New Jersey. She graduated from an arts college in Minnesota. I think it's called like the Goethe University. She lived in Florida, and now she's in L.A., but she has been in both New Jersey and New York. And she has basically no engagement. This attention right now is literally more attention than she's ever gotten from anybody that she's ever sent her resume to. Like, we are right now, the collective attention of this audience is more than she's gotten on that podcast, is more than she's gotten sending her resume to Epstein's in LA, even though she's hanging out with the daughter of an Epstein, apparently, on a podcast. And the reason why is that she's a comedian. She's a female comedian. And what's really terrible is that she is what you would what you think of when you hear female comedian. It's like what the stereotype is. And to prove this, I found her Twitter account. She's still active. Despite being active on it, she has fewer than 200 followers. And there's a reason for that. So I'm going to read her tweets. Let's see. Actually, these aren't the jokes. So the most recent ones. Okay, these are not jokes, but this one is. While everyone's head was up in the sky looking at the eclipse, I was grinding head down, beast mode. So I want to say this has 121 impressions. So 2,000 people saying this live right now is 20 times more attention than this tweet got when it was made throughout its entire life. Soaking in the tub on my period is a real bloodbath. Happy birthday to me. 2 likes, 100 impressions. Let's see. Some of these are really bad. I went from post-party depression to postpartum depression. There's more. Masturbating wearing a scarf. Yep, it's winter. I identify as a horse girl, not because I ride horses, but because I love ketamine. Let's see, there's another one. If I watch porn on hotel Wi-Fi, do the employees know about it? Get married and have kids young, so when you get divorced, you can be in your 30s. I have such thick pubes and thin hair, I wish they could trade places, as well as the lips, which is gross. That is a gross mental image. I'm just imagining like a woman with like vagina lips on her face, and it's actually scary. It's not funny. It's like terrifying. A nose never stops growing. I'm at the age where I start noticing all my friends' noses are getting bigger. You've already nosed Max, though. You don't have to worry about that. there's actually another one about pubes, I think. I saw two different pubes. Oh, this one. In high school, I would let my pubes grow out a little before I saw my gyno because I didn't want her to think I was a slut. Now I'm trimming it before I go so she doesn't think I'm a fucking dork. This is it. And then she goes out and she says, okay, what can I say? That's like the most deranged, retarded shit that I could possibly say. And then she says, it's a I want to fuck the dog from Bluey. And then it gets 20 million views. So now she's cracked the code. She's mastered it. I imagine that you'll see her on a Netflix stand-up special real soon. Produced by the Epsteins. Funnier than Rackets. Ah, no, that's a joke. Anyways, let me play the rest. Let me play some more. I haven't played this in so long. Wait, where's the barking at? Oh, there we go. This is the best part. Okay. Cool. All right, next. Fat woman. I have never seen this fat lady. Let's watch. What I'm going to do, I have a synopsis of this 16-minute long fat lady walking video. I'm going to watch as much of it as I can stand, at least like a minute or two, and we'll see. We'll see how far we can go, chat. I've never talked about this woman before, by the way. Her name is Anna O'Brien, I think. Yeah, she's like a health at any size influencer. 2 million subscribers verified, but somehow this video only has 33,000 views. I don't know how the fuck you get up to 2 million subscribers and then like your videos are like all bombs. 30,000? How are you getting like 1% of your viewing audience? Like for your videos? 11,000? Oh, she's also dating a she's dating a black guy. Dude, they all date black guys. All these fat health at any size influencer bitches are fucking dating black guys. That's so funny. Okay, let's watch. Dude, I'm fucking inspired already. Is that like D sharp or something, or D minor? It's like, ting, like, oh my God. It's like a movie. Look, she's fat, but she's also walking. That my preconceptions that like super morbidly obese women can't move at all are like shattering before my eyes. Ting. It's like glass flying away to the far reaches of the universe because I'm just so impacted by this fucking video.
I've been told I can't run. I know I'm not going to be fast. I know that I'm not going to win. I think I'm going to really struggle. If I'm honest with myself, I think it's going to be maybe harder than I want to admit. It's just freeing. It's freeing to do something that people tell you is impossible, to prove that you can do this, like, super hard thing. I think that success for me is just doing it.
Ding! Ting! Oh, God. I don't want to hear any fucking shuck-ass jive music motherfucker shit. So she met up with a team. I'll read the notes from that. I think that was a great intro. So this is the synopsis from user Zivnaranks? Hivnaranks? And it goes like this. He says, women in the editing is already painfully cringeworthy. That's true. The Run Lab employee is focused on his computer while she's talking and clearly wants her to go away. Is this at the beginning? This is like right here. I saw some guys on the computer. Oh, yeah. Okay, look. Oh, dude. Is this going to be cringe?
Thoughts and theories. I think I maybe need to slow down to go fast.
It's okay, yeah.
I just don't want to injure myself, and I think learning this...
It's true, he's not paying any attention to her. He looks like Ben Shapiro a little bit. She was working with the doctors on why she was becoming so inflamed, and none of them would tell her that it's the fat from overeating for a decade. They should lose their license. You can't tell people things they don't want to hear anymore. That's how you lose your license. You don't lose your license from... telling people what they want to hear. If someone goes to you and says, I'm 500 pounds, but I'm definitely fit enough to run a 10K, but I'm so inflamed when I start moving about, what's wrong? And they can just be like, it might be like vitamin D deficiency. Are you taking a multivitamin? Because if you say, I bet you fat, that's how you lose your license. Like a little 8-year-old boy walks in and goes, I play with Bobbies. Am I a will girl? And then mom is sitting there and she got like the dagger eyes and she's like, are you going to, like, throw away your 20 years of schooling for a medical license and be like, actually, no, you're just, like, a normal kid. You just got to, like, don't worry about it. It's a thing. Because that's how you get your license revoked. You go, well, yeah, maybe. I guess it's possible. That's how you lose your license. You keep your license. Apparently, Anna said that she was taking a rest day, and this guy complains every day is a rest day for you, Anna. If you out-eat your exercise every day, you did nothing of value that day. That's true. She whines about her heart rate being 174. Dude, that's like twice my resting heart rate, at least. Yeah, because I have the bradycardia. That's like almost, that's a lot. That's like 2.5 times my resting. And that's why she can only run in intervals, not because of being 550 pounds. He says, Anna, you're going to give yourself a heart attack. Run Lab told her that to work through a knee injury. What the actual fuck are they trying to bedbound her? Yeah, you should. If you hurt your knee, I think you have to give it rest. Actually, that's not. There are some cases where you do. It's when it's with scar tissue. If there's any reason why scar tissue might form, you have to start doing physical therapy on your knee, like, immediately. Otherwise, it will, like, literally heal straight, and then you can't walk. Or you can't bend your knee. But I don't know. She claims she's going to set a new record for herself doing a 5K, but I don't believe she's ever gone further than half a mile. The editing is painfully cringe. Is there, like, a better editing part? Hoping there would be like a, maybe this is it.
Great, but we're still gonna do this. Okay.
When I started this journey, I...
This is like way over the top, and it didn't work. She still only got 30,000 subscribers. Or 30,000 views on it. But when she's running with other participants around her, they've edited it to be slow-mo, so it looks like she's running at the same pace as them. I shit you not. Well, I want to see that. That's the part I want to see. Okay, so this is where... This part... So this is the Run Lab team that's like assisting her. Oh my god. That's not running. Yeah, they do. They slow it down so it looks like she's actually like running. That's not running though. That's like hobbling along. You can see her doing, she's doing like the arm swinging motion, like she's, like if you were gonna like try and run in place as like a joke or something, that's how you would like swing your arms, to be like, oh, I'm really going fast. But you can see like there's people on the other side of the street who are just like very casually walking. Like that woman's just, that woman's not even like striding, she's just walking slow. Big steppy. Yeah, that's funny. The running lab employee running with her is barely moving. There's a way to estimate exercise intensity by how they talk. Anna is at max effort. The employee's at minimal effort. More and more editing to really obfuscate how slow she's going. But there's a scene where she is running and the employee is clearly at a walking... That's what we just saw, I think. At a normal pace. The people come in behind her and pass her doing 10K, not the 5K. It is why some participants ended up in the wrong list and made it look like Anna beat them. I am shocked she didn't die from the heart attack. She is unwell. Although the angry bald man might die from a heart attack when she reacts to this. She's so happy for getting that medal everyone gets. Let's see it. Uh-oh. Where's the... Oh, I passed the medal already. Boom! 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 22 seconds. She has a Fitbit. Did Google buy Fitbit? This is where she came in. She came in place 200 and clocked, I guess, 59 minutes in an hour. And she was apparently beaten by an old woman who arrived late. And oh, so the chip time and the clock time are the difference between when the marathon officially starts and when you personally, like, start your marathon. So she, like, the marathon started, and then she gave, like, she waited, like, a minute before she started moving. So that's how you can tell that the old lady who beat her came in late, because she, her chip time was different from the clock time. Dude, those are some fucked up legs. It's so, like, when you're that bottom heavy, it's like so far removed from what like a human being looks like. All you gotta do is eat less. Like at that weight too, is you don't even have to eat that much less. You just have to eat like a little bit less. But these people like pretend it's just health at any size. It's just how it is. I'm born this way. I can't change it. Okay, I'm moving into the low-cost stuff. So I'm going to do a quick break and to occupy your time. I have this song request to play for a break. I will be right back.
I know it sounds crazy, but whenever I touch these sandwiches, you're going to laugh at me. You're going to think I'm nuts. You're going to think I'm crazy. When I touch these sandwiches, I feel the hands of every person who's touched them before me and after me. And I feel this jolt of like friggin' lightning or something from my head to the tip of my you-know-what. Sometimes... while I'm grabbing these sandwiches with my bare hands, I just can't help but throw my head back in ecstasy and moan. So whenever I go and talk to chicks, the chicks say to me, what do you do? And I say, yes, I do grab sandwiches with my bare hands at a factory. And don't laugh at me. I feel like a spirit, like an orb, shoot through my body every time I grab a sandwich. You know, a lot of people laugh at me, they beat me up, they give me black eyes, they broke my nose 4 times, you know, because I just like to make sandwiches, and I get bullied about it, and I get bullied for it, and they pull my underwear up, and due to feces, does fall out because of how hard they pull. But will I stop grabbing sandwiches with my bare hands and moving them down the assembly line? Absolutely freaking not, if you know what I mean. Like, no, the answer's no way. This is the only thing that brings my life joy. And you can beat me up, you can threaten to kill me, you can dox me, you can come to my house in a black SUV. I'm not gonna stop doing this. I love the people of this country, I love giving them soggy sandwiches, and no, I'm not gonna stop.
God is watching, watching, watching. That was Psychic Pebbles, by the way, in case you're wondering. It's uploaded by Big Phil. Big Phil 2695. Cool, excellent, wonderful. Okay, so this thing happened right before the stream, and the summary of this is quite funny. Basically, if you don't know, MapleStory is a very, very old game. I brought it up a couple times because every so often something funny happens. It's a old school 2D platforming MMORPG, and it was one of the most wildly successful MMORPGs in the world. I want to say like right up there with World of Warcraft. It had a very distinct kind of cute animation to it. Everything was like very, like, it was from Korea. Nexon's from Korea. And it had, like, that very Asian kind of cuteness to it. But it also had this, like, phenomenal OST. It had, like, one of the best, like, game OSTs of all time. Like, the production value for the music in that game is, like, absurd. And if you play any of the songs, anybody who's played the fucking game will immediately recognize it's MapleStory music. Because while you're out there grinding and killing 8 million pigs for level 30... you would hear this music, and you would never turn it off because it's, like, so inoffensive in quality that you would just, like, listen to it. But, like, it's, like, an instant, like, take-you-back-in-time type music. But it's still around. A lot of people never moved on from it. Actually, it was before I say that, it was so big. I remember seeing television advertisements for it in Florida. So it was, like, so popular that they could afford to run advertisements targeting people in the U.S. But some people still play it, like, you know, like with old-school RuneScape. Like, these things never go away. There's still people who are like embroiled in that nostalgia. And with me, I can play RuneScape for like a couple weeks before I get bored of it because it's like there's so much stuff that they keep adding to it that it's kind of weird to play something that's both nostalgic and new at the same time. And like RuneScape touches that perfectly. So I imagine MapleStory is kind of the same thing. Though I think that they've neglected it more in recent years, which is why. For the first time in history, a player named Nairu was going to hit level 300. And to give you an idea of how long that would take, at level 299, based off his VODs that he left up on Twitch, for him to get 0.8%, it takes him 10 hours of grinding. So if he grinds on stream for 10 hours, he will not raise a single percentage point towards the next level. Which means that if you take 100 divided by 0.8, 125 times 10, it is 1,250 hours of nonstop monster slaying over and over and over again in the same fucking spot day after day for months just to go from 299 to 300. So if you take that and you just let's say that he plays 12 hours a day. That would be 104 days. He was on a level 299 for at least, like, 104 days. Assuming that he was playing 12 hours a day, and during that, he did nothing but kill monsters in the most efficient way possible. And then, at level 299, at 99.993% of the way to level 300, MapleStory developers got really excited. They announced it on Twitter that there would be an event. They sent everybody to his Twitch chat. They put an in-game announcement directing everybody to his stream, and he used that time for 45 minutes straight with everybody in the game watching, everybody who even cares about MapleStory watching, the developers of the game watching, the owners of the game watching, because this is like the most important thing that's happened for MapleStory in like 10 fucking years. He goes on a 45-minute rant about how shit Nexon is, how they've neglected the community, how they've added features nobody asked for, how they only care about grifting money off the existing player base, how they don't care about attracting new users. He just went on and just completely dropped trow and shit all over these people after they had promoted his stream as aggressively as possible. And then at 90, then sitting there almost level, like one monster kill away from level 300, he decided, I'm not even going to get level 300. I'm done with this game. Goodbye. And he logged off. And that was the end of the stream, which is perhaps the single most based event to ever occur in MapleStory and perhaps in the broader gay man community. Very few people have ever been presented such an opportunity with a direct relationship with the developers like that. And then they just said, actually, you know what? I hate you so fucking much. I hope you die and fuck your game too. And then he's done. 104 days in, he couldn't do another minute. Peace, niggas. And he's out. Awesome. I don't know what to say. Goodbye. So that might be the blow that destroys MapleStory forever. And I just imagine, because, you know, Koreans are, I don't know too much about Korea. I'm aware that K-pop has, like, single-handedly, K-pop and Squid Games has, like, single-handedly made Korea a country that Americans are aware exists. I think, if in my head, I imagine they're kind of like the Japanese. They're kind of like a more corrupt Japanese, where they're like very strict, businessy, living in bug cubes and shit, and they have to like honor family and tradition, and they're very profit driven, but more like insane, like lower intelligence and corrupted than Japanese people are. And I imagine it's like quite a bit of a culture shock for them that this guy, I don't even know where he's from, but I imagine it's a bit of a culture shock when like a white pigu has this opportunity and he just says, actually, just go fuck yourself. I imagine that's not a thing that's like even conceivable to a Korean person. This idea that you would be given a gift and then actually decide to disrespect the people who gave it to you. I hope it's culture shock. Let me just rephrase it like that. If it's not culture shock, I hope it is. That's what I'm hoping for. Next. I have not watched this, actually. 14 minutes. It's long. Let's watch a little bit of it. I know it happened, but I haven't seen this video. This video talks about death, suicide, and loss of a loved ones. Please, take care. Chat, brace yourself. If you have to pause this stream and think of the Grabbler disintegrating into ash again to relax, do it. Always take care of memento healths. Take a mental break if you need to. Okay, I get it. Yep. He killed himself. Yep. Where's my sound?
Hello, I am Whale Man, and
dude, that's how you introduce yourself as a joke. Hello, chat. I am Dogman. Today we're talking about internet drama. Like, big warning. Warning. This video is extremely serious and talks about serious subjects such as suicide, self-harm, loss of life, and loss of a loved one. Take care of yourself, first and foremost. Hello, me Dogman. No, bro, come on.
Talk to you about something very important today, and that is solo play and safety. We recently had one of our crafters pass away doing solo play. There are some really important bits of information that I would like to try to pass to people. It is my hope that I can try to help prevent these types of things from happening to others in the future.
Okay.
Our friend passed.
Dude, those cuts. It's like, I am Whale Man. Today, we're talking about self-play. Self-play can be dangerous. I hope to help. Like, well, come on. Come on, write a script, rehearse it. Do takes longer than like 10 seconds.
...away while wearing a down suit that zipped up over the head. And this greatly restricted the amount of fresh air that he could get. That combined with quite a few other factors contributed to his death. He was stressed and not in 100% fit condition. He also did some poppers and possibly some nitrous oxide. And
it's a popper, Jeff.
These things can cause you to become unconscious. Basically, a whole cascade of things ended up happening. With passing out, he was unaware that the buildup of CO2 was happening. His partner said that if he could have just set up a call with him or with somebody to say, I am doing this thing and it's dangerous, and I want you to call me on the phone at midnight or, you know, some particular time. And if I don't pick up 3 times in a row, I want you to come to my place, or I want you to call the paramedics. And that kind of thing probably could have saved him. You might not think that something's going to go wrong, but there are things that you might not plan for. And that's where it gets very dangerous, because you might have done something 100 times, but that 101st time is when something could go wrong. You might not be able to handle the same types of play due to being sick or being stressed.
So basically what he's saying is this. I think this is it.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. 999. Waiting for the exhale. I toss my pain with my wishes in a wishing well.
Drop it. Drop it.
I can't breathe. I'm waiting for the exhale. Toss my pain with my wishes in a wishing well.
It's a good song. I appreciate that this music video looks like it was filmed as like machinima for Fortnite. I guess you guys can't see it. Let me just show it on screen. I'll play it on quiet so I don't get like a super copyright strike for the archive guys. Look at this. Does this not look like Fortnite machinima? Like, bro, where we're dropping? We're dropping in the fucking well, bro. Can't breathe. Oh, that's a spoiler. Uh-oh, spoiler. So the guy's poppers are just like party drugs, and then he did he was doing breath play, I think the nitrous oxide thing. Basically, the if you do like air duster or nitrous, the high that you get is literally from suffocating yourself. The CO2 and whatever the fuck you put into your body can't be processed as air. So even though you have full lungs and you're not feeling like you're suffocating, you are depriving your brain of oxygen, and the high that you get is literally brain damage. You are literally killing off your brain cells and causing yourself irreparable brain damage from doing this, and people still fucking do it because they're retard coomers. And unfortunately for this guy, or unfortunately for the rest of the world, he had sealed himself into a latex shark or a latex dog suit. And had zipped it up. So when he started doing nitrous, the carbon dioxide did not just like flow into the atmosphere and allow him to start breathing normally, even if he passed out. It instead got trapped inside the suit. And he was forced, even after passing out, to continue trying to process the CO2-rich air that he had created. He basically inflated his suit with a non-breathing mix of gases, which killed him. And so this guy has decided to take it upon himself to tell the world that this dude basically gooned himself to death. He, it's not too unfamiliar with what people were doing like in the 80s with like belts. Who was the guy? David Carradine? I know this because of Red Letter Media. David Carradine was in Thailand and he did a bew. He literally hanged himself from a doorknob for breath play so he could masturbate better. And the Thai police literally found him dangling off a doorknob with his cock soft in his hand. And this guy basically did the exact same thing, but like in a more roundabout way, where instead of using a belt, he zipped himself inside a dog costume and then filled it with CO2. And so this is not a new thing. This is like an existing. I kind of want to hear more about this, the story, though. I wonder if there's like a funny thing that's going to jump out. I'll wait until like 5 minutes, and then if not by five, I'll give up on it.
A lot of things that you should never do when you're tired, because you may end up falling asleep and you might not realize that you've got a lack of oxygen. Or if you're stressed over
maybe
a long...
We need to change those warnings that the FDA puts on certain prescriptions that says, like, do not operate a motor vehicle under the effects of this this prescription. It needs to be like, don't operate a motor vehicle or zip yourself inside a latex dog suit while under the influence of this drug.
Period of time, you may not be able to handle the same type of play that you're used to. You may end up making mistakes. You may fall asleep. Maybe your heart may not be able to take stress that you normally put it through. You may end up having heart failure, dizziness, blackout.
Why is he blaming it on that? His stress level is not what contributed to his death. It was the fact that he locked himself inside a latex dog suit and filled it with carbon dioxide, which he cannot breathe. He didn't die. He didn't have a heart attack from stress while coincidentally gooning inside the dog suit. He strangled himself in a roundabout way.
If you have a highly emotional state of mind, you may make irrational decisions.
Like filling your dog suit
so
up with
steel. Extremely prepared, but it doesn't mean anything if you have no idea that something bad is happening. Never play when you're tired, because if you fall asleep, all sorts of bad things can happen. Your breathing tube could get kinked.
Okay.
You might build up saliva inside your breathing tube and start to aspirate that. You might wake up.
It's called asphyxiation. That happens. You can asphyxiate on your vomit, die if you're drunk. You pass out drunk and you throw up in your mouth while passed out. You asphyxiate on your own vomit and you die. That's why they tell people to put passed out drunks in the recovery position on their side. So if they vomit, it goes outside their mouth instead of asphyxiating on it.
You know, if that happens, but if you end up coughing and you can't catch your breath, or you end up throwing up, you might not be able to get away from it. And you might end up choking on that. Also, one thing to consider when you're doing a solo session, it can be pretty exhausting putting on, you know, some of these different outfits. Not just inflatable suits, but I mean, we're talking about layering with latex, doing a down suit because
Did I already say this guy looks like low-tech? This kind of looks like an inverse, like, low-tech is dead video where low-tech has to solemnly admit that his friend from the way back days of Something Awful has accidentally gooned himself to death, and he has to explain this to Something Awful. I can't shake that for whatever reason.
There's a lot of heat. The inflatable suits as well, they're very bulky, and it takes a lot to actually get inside one of them. So by the time you get in, you might be kind of worn out, especially... I don't know, say if something doesn't really go quite as planned. Like you get in there and the zipper's not cooperating and you're really having to kind of work with it. You can end up kind of wearing yourself out and you can become dehydrated. You can get your heart rate way up.
Oh my God.
So usually when something goes wrong, it's kind of the Swiss cheese effect. This is kind of the same thing that happens with engineering. Usually it's never one thing that causes a problem. Usually it's several things that when all those holes in the Swiss cheese line up, that's where...
Hold up, I'm trying to pull up a meme so I can live edit this.
For example, with our friend, he may have done this type of solo play many different times, but... possibly being combined with being tired and falling asleep and having done nitrous oxide and poppers.
He's still working on this, I promise.
And then having his face covered with something that didn't completely cut off the airflow, but it greatly reduced it. And then when you get CO2 poisoning, if you're unconscious already because of other reasons, then you're not necessarily going to wake
up. You're fucked.
You end up vomiting. That's being induced by the CO2 poisoning. Or the same thing can also happen if you get heat exhaustion, which that's also very likely in a down suit or in an inflatable suit. Inflatable suits are incredibly insulative, and you can definitely build up a lot of heat inside there. So that's one really important thing to know is what are the symptoms.
I'm still working on my meme, Chad. Don't worry. CO2, I'm not going to leave you.
CO2 poisoning, heat exhaustion.
I promise you, so it's a funny one.
You really should be looking out for those, and the person who's monitoring you should also know those things as well. Really, ideally, you shouldn't play solo, but a lot of people are going to do it anyways, and what my hope is that I can at least try to instill some things to look out for and some things to just absolutely avoid. Also, if you're going to do this kind of dangerous play, you really ought to have your affairs in order. This may sound a bit morbid, but you ought to have a folder with all of your passwords to get into things. Maybe some instructions as to what you would like done. Basically, kind of like a living will. But it doesn't have to be quite as official. Just some notes to your loved ones.
Okay, I'm almost done with my meme, I promise.
Hey, if you ever find me, this is likely what happened. I decided to do these things. I knew that it was dangerous. I took the risks. Don't blame anybody, you know, because that's another thing. You might end up have family that's going to try to go after some of the makers of the gear.
That's the entire reason why he did this, is like, yeah, I take gooning extremely seriously. Please don't sue me for your brother or whatever dying in his goon suit. I promise. I take this super seriously, and if you die, they might sue me. So please make sure that when you buy my goon suit, you do not fucking die, because it's going to cause me a lot of problems. Okay, I promise. I'm almost done with this. Hold up. Okay, I did it. Meme.png in the downloads directory. I am pulling up the directory now. I have found the meme. I'm now dragging it into my thing. And now I am going to read it for everybody. It's for them. The screen. Stop! Prevent your death. Go no farther. More than 300 gooners, including furry gooners, have died gooning in suits just like this one. You needed porn training to goon. You need goon suit training to goon suit goon. Without goon suit training, gooners can die here. It can happen to you. There's nothing in this suit worth dying for. Do not go beyond this point. Sorry, I could not stop thinking about that. The way he was like, no, really, you know, you think that you might be able to goon because you have so many hours gooning, but trust me, when you get into this goon suit, man, shit's fucking real. You need special training and equipment. You need people to know that you're down there. You need a lifeline. Don't fuck around with it. It's serious, and there's nothing worth dying for in the goon suit. Thank you, Chad. Thank you. I am glad that my appreciation, or my Chad appreciates my efforts. All right, next arena. Destiny has again had more goon leaks. I think that the new Zoomy word for this is crusty. When someone leaks out your DMs and they're sexually charged, especially in an embarrassing, one-sided, awkward way, they are crusty. Let's read some crusty shit, Jet. This is Instagram user Destiny saying, unless she was teasing, that's just mean, LOL, laughing, crying emoji, XX. I don't do that, though. Even if I wanted to, you know. And then he goes, well, it ruined an orgasm, not just teasing, ha ha ha. Otherwise, I might agree with you. I love edging and teasing. Destiny's going to get his goon suit, I think. What's Destiny's goon suit going to be? What's, like, his fursona? It's kind of hard to equate him with an animal because it's like there's not many animals that are so fucking boring. I need like a pretentious animal. Maybe a raccoon because they got the fingers for masturbating with. He says, I love edging and teasing. It would be so hot for you guys to give me foot jobs and blow jobs so I can suck your toes and give you both lots of tongue. And anytime you got me edged and built up, my balls are full. I'll make sure I'm always emptying myself. Ew, gross. Dude, this is like fucking mecha crusty. Your feet should always have load on them. That video is so nice. And then she says, thank you, XX. Love emoji. Blushing emoji. Kissy emoji. Pink heart emoji. I want a foot job from you so badly. Ah, I bet you're so good. I've been told I'm... you blocked this account. I've been told I'm great with my feet. Maybe it's because I'm a gymnast and a cheerleader in college. Dude, I think that... Oh, it's ballet that has, like, the fucked up feet. I'm glad that your gymnasium qualities have made your feet better for foot jobs. Foot guys are so cute. And then we did not come up with a name for this where it's like two less than signs and then a underscore. But he does like the anime embarrassed emoji and then does like a devilish grinning emoticon. Actually, it's an emoticon when it's just text. So it's two emoticons. I'm going to ask my bestie and see if she wants to do quick vid with me next time she's around. You will love that. Crying, laughing, kissing emoji, X. Ah, you're evil. I use Nivea long-lasting moisturizer and 24-hour protection. You haven't seen what they look like straight out of the shower. Steven, blushing. Talking about her feet. Ah, you're such a tease. I think I've only had like 3 foot jobs in my life. Lamau, fuck, semicolon, SDFJ. I'm trying to stream. Uh-huh. So I want you to know this. If you watch Destiny, while you're watching him and he's like jumping, he's like doing the thing where he's like rocking back and forth in his chair, being like, but Israel has had a historic claim to the territory since before 2000 BC, and therefore they can murder as many little brown kids as they want to. NATO is the greatest thing that God ever made. Just keep in mind that on the side, like when he alt tabs over and goes, oh my God, your feet are so sexy, babe. I can't wait to see your feet. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'll just tell her sleeping right for sure. Jesus, look at that time. It's 2:40 a.m. Drooling. Are you stroking? Yes. To me or Leanne? Oh, gross. He said he was so horny after stream. His friends sucked him off, and then he took a shower, LOL, but I'm in the other room stroking to the last video you sent me. So this guy just got done streaming. He has two girls. Or he has a girl lined up on Instagram that's trying to get her friend to do foot stuff for him. And then at the same time, he's got something else lined up in real life, and he's just sharing this. So he's got, like, 3 retards, and he's still nonstop gooning. This guy is, like, rotten in the brain. This is the least crusty Israel supporter. You want to know the kind of guy who is like, I can't, the status quo needs to remain intact for as long as possible. It's this guy. Because he knows if there's a civil war, cuts into goon time. If there's like bombs dropped and civilization falls apart, can't goon when you're out there picking wild berries in the bush to sustain yourself. How are you going to goon while you fish? You start gooning, the fish are going to like, I'm not going to get caught by that fucking weirdo. They're going to run away from you because you're out there stroking it. Cool. I can't wait for the next crusty Destiny Leagues. And apparently his fans are just like, well, he's like super open about the fact that he's in like a poly relationship and is in defeat and goons all the time, even on stream. It's like, can you still watch him? Like, are his takes about Israel so good that you're just like, oh yeah, this my, he's like literally masturbating and chatting up retard women on Instagram as I'm watching him. But like, I don't know. He just has such a nuanced opinion about the state of Tel Aviv and if Jerusalem should be the capital or not. Maybe just read a Wikipedia page or something at that point. Cool. He needs Jesus? I don't know. Jesus' feet have holes through them. I don't think that Destiny would appreciate that. Okay, so this is Luna Slater, also known as Tuna Slater. I've never spoken about this woman either, but there's a very brief update that someone requested of me. She is a thought, basically. She's like retarded white trash. She's one of the femcals. She's one of those people that has like a 600-page, 10-year-old thread of people who just hate watch her because she's like such disgusting white trash that they hate her and find it endlessly enjoyable that her life is shit. So she posts on Instagram a picture from a very high-up window in this city. View from my Bronx. Oh, it's the Bronx. It's the Bronx. She's in New York. From my Bronx hospital room, I can barely see it because I can barely stand up physically. I'm so lonely. Matthew came to visit and was here for hours, and I miss him so much already. They keep telling me if this isn't treated, I could be paralyzed from the waist down, and I'm so scared. My roommate is literally dying. They have to spoon-feed her and her food, and she can't talk or walk. This has been crazy, and I probably have to stay all week. Crossing my fingers, I don't need surgery. They say, do you have any idea what's wrong? And Luna says, some sort of infection in my spine. I don't know how this happened. I wish I had been correct and had been thrown out my back. This is so scary and so painful. And even though she is inside the hospital, potentially going to lose her mobility to a spinal infection, she is still doing really, really terrible, thought-it-up Instagram pics. Like, this is... What's wrong with her face? Why does she look like this? What? Hold on, give me a second. What's wrong with her face? I'm making a post real quick. I want to know. I'm making a post in the thread because maybe I'll get a reply to this before I'm done talking about her. We'll never know. Okay, I've uploaded the picture that I took. I'm all right. What is wrong with her face? Why does she look like this? Question mark. All right. Oh, my picture revealed more information. She says, decided to do my makeup because I feel so ugly. My hair is a mess. And I don't have a brush until my mom brings me one tomorrow. Had pictures of my heart taken. They refused to let me take pictures of my own heart. And I have got another MRI. I feel so naked without my piercings. I think that the reason why she has a spinal infection is that she is like a hardcore drug user. That's my assumption because she's like such terrible white trash. I assume that she does intravenous drugs, and that's a good way to get an infection. So they're probably checking her heart to make sure she doesn't have an infection in her heart as well, because that's pretty fucking terminal. I'll show you my post. I asked, what's wrong with her? Why does she look like this? She did more pictures, so she's still, like, hooked up to IV and is still just, like, churning out. God, she looks like she's properly fucking Down syndrome. She looks like that woman that that Ralph dated before Nora, who was really, really, like, shockingly ugly and looked like a character out of one of the Silverstein Where the Sidewalk Ends books. I don't know. She was really ugly. She looks like that. I don't know what's wrong with her face, though. So this woman that I've never spoken of before, I just wanted to give you an update. Her mom slept on one side for the whole pregnancy. this guy says, fat, had to take out her shit piercings, the bridge was awful. Heroin, I called it. Give him a fucking smart jet. God. Never doubt me. Never doubt me, my listening audience. I have intuition. I have a sixth sense. I know these things. And her face is all fucked up. So, that's the Lunar Slater update. I've never spoken about her before. I may never speak about her again unless she dies. But someone requested this, so I figured I would. Cool, excellent, wonderful. Next, there were two things that came out. Two, like, documentary videos that came out in the last couple days. One was about Tipster. And since I'm a Tipster fiend now, I can't get enough Tipster content. I need the tip. I need all the tips about the tip. This guy who's like his avatar is like a PNG of like a piece of bread did like a video on him. It's a 2-part video. He released the first half, and I did not know what a fucking fat retard loser Tipster really was. Like, I just assumed that he was like a bumbling idiot and everything he said was like retarded, but he's actually been around for like a long ass time, like for close to 20 years on the internet, and he's achieved no success or notoriety. I assume he's bankrolled by the government through HSA or some other bullshit, and he's just allowed to subsist like this. 400 fucking pounds, married to like a retard, and then cheating on her continuously online, sucking up to trannies, and basically hitting on every single woman who will tolerate his fat, disgusting presence in their DM box. So the video going back through his history was actually informative. I did not know how much tip there was. I only knew the tip of the tipster iceberg, but indeed, there is a dark, deep, long, entrenched history of him doing embarrassing, grody shit before he became the Keffel's dick sucker that we all know and love today. So I would like to actually play not all of this 50-minute-long video, but just this part, because it's really, really funny, and I think it sums it up quite well.
You liked my tweet. Guess who did it again, you dirty little... Lol, you're not an e-girl, you're an e-whore, and you're my e-whore, not at Omegon's. Tipster assaulted me in the butt, allegedly. No allegedly here, I did it, and you liked it. I knew the dickster, sorry, only the wife gets that. I know you want to see me naked. Bro, you're literally streaming right now. What can I say, there just ain't enough time in the day for all this poon. Lick emoji. No, not November is for losers who can't get laid. F*** that, I be cooming all month, no cap. You've been a bad girl. Cause I get chicks and you don't. Stay mad, virgin. LOL. Most of the heads crying about it in my comments and mentions are either incels or wine moms that ain't been since the dark ages. These motherfuckers need to get some. They're clearly sexually deprived. Hey Nick, when you pee, do you still pee standing up and you just have to kind of push against your fat to make your dick pop out kind of like a push-up pop? Or is your level of fatness to the point that you have to sit down? I'm not reading the rest of that. It's not my fault that the ladies want the tip. I'm starting to think Omegon is a crush on me. And you know what? I'm not mad at it. LOL. Do not take him away from me. I can't promise that. Not what after you did to me. Hotness. Must have more goth mommies. Smash your past. Be honest. Lol. I still get more action than you. Ladies love the jiggly jiggly. I like being sexually harassed. But I'm fat, so it never happens. Hashtag feels bad, man. Lol. Certified down bad. Lol. Side note. He do be spitting facts, though. Lol. You got that top energy? Lol. The tips of snapback stays on during sex. Okay, never mind. That last one, real as f***. However, not all crusty tweets are made equal. Here's one of his worst, most infamous tweets, made on the 25th of September 2019, when a girl by the name of Delusia tweeted out, "Thank God I'm a lesbian." Tipster replied by saying, "Why do all the hot ones not like dick? Hashtag feels bad, man. Lol." Weird comment to go off with, and to make things worse, Delusia was 17 when she made a tweet. Tipster was, again, in his 30s. At the time, Tipster would gladly embrace his new Kuma reputation as a meme, making more tweets and going on to commission art of himself as a woman for merch. You got titty Tipster backpacks, snapbacks, t-shirts, posters, all still available to buy. This, along with all the added memes, led to Tipster starting to get parody accounts of his such as Banished Germo.
Okay, that is, an aside. I'll end it there. I just want to show, have, like, the read of, like, all his tweets. The one about, after this point, there's, like, an imitation account of his that's, like, making fun of him. And people believe it's him because it's just, like, so on point. And he's so unlikable that nobody really cares if it's not him. And then the documentary continues. But I found that funny. Hope for more tips or content. Hopefully Keffels will come out of the closet so we can, get more tipster. Okay, so I was queuing this up literally right before the stream went live because someone mentioned Patrick, and I figured I might as well talk about Patrick a little bit. Judge Holden, by the way, is one of the oldest, longest running users of the site. I think he's 2013, maybe 2014. February 12, 2013. That means he registered the day the Quickie forums went up under my protective watch, and Holden has been here the entire time. And he has found, I think he dipped for a while, but he came back because I think he's a big fan of Patrick Tomlinson. And I see his post quite a bit in the Patrick Tomlinson thread. And he says, "Crisco Faggins," which is a very funny name for Patrick Tomlinson, "continues to loudly squeal about all the security measures he has had to take to ensure he never gets accosted by stalker childs, despite spending upwards of 8 to 12 hours a day actively seeking out stalker childs to angrily zed at." A person named Randy in Texas noticed that a Patrick post did not have replies enabled. And so he says, "Funny how a spineless, woke goober like you doesn't even have the balls to have replies on. Wonder why? Shrugging emoji, facepalm emoji, clown emoji." And it was the clown emoji that set Patrick off over the edge. He had to reply. He says, "Well, to answer your whiny little shit question, I have replies limited to people I follow because a cult of obsessed cyber criminal cyber stalkers relentlessly harass, threaten, and defame my account and anyone who replies to me, but you prove why it's a good idea in general." He actually replied to this directly to him, and then 3 minutes later he thought, you know what? Damn, that was a banger. I should quote reply so that all my followers can see that Patrick guy, he's still got it. He's got that writing wit, and I'm glad that I follow him on Zinner. So I retweeted that. And then someone, then he replied back and said, "Okay, that's bizarre. Not sure why allowing replies on social media has to do with politics and criminals and murder and family. You see them all over the place. Maybe stop with the X vitriol and focus on your mental health. Seek help." This is in reply to another message that I read out of order. He says, "You figure wrong because you are very stupid, child. Let me know when criminals have sent the police to murder your family dozens of times, and then you can talk to me about being brave. Meaning, you'll never get to talk to me about a thing." Someone pointed out, and I concur with the sentiment. Holden that pointed out. There's something really weird about a man calling himself brave. Like, Patrick has unironically in the statement gone out and said, "I am a brave man. Every day I am made fun of on the internet, and sometimes people even call wellness checks to my address. And despite that, because of my profound bravery, I have never once ceased posting on Zitter about how much the stalker childs are going to go to prison. Every day I wake up with this millstone around my neck, and do I cry? Do I cringe and recede away from the threat? No, I bravely stand up in the face of imminent, overwhelming, life-threatening danger and tackle my challenges head-on because I am so brave." Bit fucking weird, is what I'm trying to say. My post here is just saying that someone says that Patrick's really unhappy, and I think the entire reason why he constantly engages these people is that it gives him a sense of fulfillment. Like, what the fuck would Patrick do if he wasn't embattled against the stalker childs continuously? Like, if he didn't have this to wake up and look forward to throughout the day, he would just fucking jump off. Does Milwaukee have a bridge? Does Milwaukee have, like, a satisfactorily tall bridge to jump off of? I know it's next to the Great Lakes. Maybe there's a pier. I bet you there's, like, a marina or a pier that you could, like, jump off of instead. Not sure if there's a bridge, though. Then there's this. Maddox said, "News story came out today that Threads has more daily active users than Twitter. I've been testing and tracking this for a while, and I consistently get higher engagement on Threads than Twitter." And this is him showing two tweets posted at the same time. His message on thread saying, "I can't believe I missed Coachella again for the 23rd year in a row. Got 1,000 likes on threads and 37 replies." And then on his X account, he says the exact same thing and got 91 likes. One of those likes is his own, because for whatever reason, Maddox has this habit of liking all of his own posts. It's a thing that's extremely weird that has been called out many times. And his reply to this is always just, "I like my own statuses because they're all good. That's why I made them." And I'm not sure if that's based or cringe, because when you notice it and you don't know the backstory that he intentionally does this as like an ongoing joke, you're just like, why did you like your own post, bro? That's fucking weird. Anyways, Patrick Tomlinson on Threads replies and says, "Same here, 3,000 versus 55,000, and Threads engagement is consistently higher now." So I don't know. I'm aware that Threads is like a more popular app on the App Store for Android now, and I think that's because they've done something where they took a popular core feature of Instagram and moved it over to Threads. And now when you go to Instagram and try to, like, engage in this feature that people are used to, it prompts you to download the Threads app and create a Threads post instead of using Instagram for it. So I think that Meta is trying to take Threads because of the political environment and just kind of, like, shove it up Elon's ass. And they're doing this by trying to spread their existing Instagram audience into Threads by, like, segregating features so that they're not directly competing with themselves. And I hope it fails because I absolutely do not want to have a Threads account. And just food for thought. I can't call Andrew Tate or Muhammad a pedophile. That's the craziest thing to me. That you can get banned from platforms. You can get arrested in Austria for saying that Muhammad's a pedophile. The dude fucked a 9-year-old. How is it possible for a man to voluntarily fuck a 9-year-old and not have that be pedophilia? I just don't understand it. And you get banned for that. That's like blasphemy. That's literally, you get banned for blasphemy. It's coded as hate speech, but you're literally banned for blasphemy. You're arrested for blasphemy in countries. For saying something that is objectively true. And every measurable, objective standard, a grown-ass 40-something-year-old man fucking a 9-year-old girl the day that she has her period is, like, pedophilia. You can't say anything else. It is pedophilia. But for some reason, I just can't. It's fucking crazy. It's so frustrating. I hate people so much. There's no accompanying photo to go with this yet, but these are all replies to Aniza's, like iDubbbz' wife's secret Twitter account called The Secret Grease, because she goes by Aniza the Greasy on Zitter, and then her secret account is just called The Secret Grease. So we don't have the original posts of this, but we do have the replies. Ashley says, you can always get it removed. Look into the removal process just in case there's stuff that can't be removed since it's your face. Lily Pad, which is an extraordinarily gross name for a tranny, says, looking eyes emoji, looks like I'm an enabler. I think you have great taste and it would look great, but you should also definitely start small to be safe. And then Nada says, I mean, needing is a strong word. Maybe wanting is more appropriate. Looking emoji. Leave the face to the last. You'll know if you are still into that. Aniza is considering, actually not considering, she needs a face tattoo. Now, what design is she contemplating? Where on her face is she considering getting it? Only time will tell. But I'm sure it will happen, and I'm sure it will be horrific, because iDubbbz must suffer. And that is the root of Aniza Joma's motivations. iDubbbz must fucking suffer. And that's your news update. I am going to react to this live because it was requested of me. I have not watched it. Apparently, Rikeda got into a stream with his old friend, Uncivil Law, who is the last Rikeda friend still around. And Rikeda apparently embarrassed him continuously throughout this discussion. And this part in particular was requested that I watch it blind and react. So this is Rikeda Law talking to Uncivil Law. And the title of this clip is, what the hell is going on at Denny's?
The worst part is if you called the IRS right now and got a senior agent on the phone and went through your entire return with them, they probably couldn't tell you if you complied either.
Yeah, that's,
and that's 100% insane.
True. That's 100% true.
It's like, yeah, a cop at a Denny's.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know if he ordered the right thing.
What the hell kind of analogy is that?
Have you ever been to Denny's with a cop, Kurt?
I suppose I have, but I haven't really noticed them struggling about whether or not what the order, especially.
The next time
I appreciate that he's asked a very specific question. Have you ever been with a cop at a Denny's? And he says, yes, I have. That's kind of astronomically unlikely to happen. I guess he's an attorney, so it's a bit more common than for the majority of people. But have you, chat? I want to press 1 in chat if you've been to Denny's with a cop.
I'm here at Denny's with a cop and he orders. Are you sure you know what you just ordered? Just ask him. They don't.
What the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean with that? I thought you said. I think you maybe haven't been to Denny's with a cop.
There's one person that says yes, unironically, too. And then I've received about 5+, maybe 10. Oh my God. Now it's pouring. These people are fucking lying. The OGs who got their ones in early, I believe, maybe 5 people out of this audience have been to a Denny's with a cop. I mean, I guess it would make sense if it's someone in your family, like your brother is a cop and you guys like hang out after shifts and shit. Or you're at a Denny's coincidentally and he's like, hey, you know, are you like on beat? Because cops can like go to Denny's like when they're on duty, right? Because at that point, you're just protecting the Denny's. And if, honestly, depending on the time of the day, a cop protecting the Denny's is probably a good idea. I remember in Pensacola, there was a Waffle House right next to the street where all the drunk people were. And at night, it was always like packed with like really fucked up black people. And there would almost always be a cop in the parking lot just chilling. Usually drinking coffee or something and playing on his computer on the dashboard, but he'd always be there. So I can imagine if you do know a cop, you could be at a Denny's. I don't know. I'm still thrown off by that question.
You think that cops have a particularly difficult time remembering what they ordered?
I didn't say remembering what they ordered. I said understanding what they're ordering at Denny's. And you could have stopped at particularly difficult time. Are you saying that cops have a particularly difficult time? Yes.
Okay. I have no idea. If there is a joke in here, it has gone way past me. So I have no idea.
There's no joke here, Kurt.
Okay.
What I really appreciate about this guy is that Rikeda said something extremely stupid. He's trying to make a parallel by saying cops don't know what they order at Denny's, which is on its face nonsense. But instead of just being like, haha, and letting that flow off, Kurt has decided to become as confrontational as possible. He has allowed seconds of dead air. He's shaking his head in disbelief. He's saying, I don't know what you're talking about. He's trying to get him to explain the joke, knowing that there is no possible explanation for this joke. And he's just allowing it to sit as uncomfortably as possible between them in a state of disbelief, instead of just being like, yeah, whatever, and continuing the conversation with the IRS. He is being as obtuse as he's reasonably capable of being.
The last time you went to a Denny's?
I usually prefer to go to Waffle House or IHOP. Denny's would be like my third choice.
Right. So when was the last time you went, Kurt?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. You didn't recognize Stained earlier, but now you're quoting them. How much is a while? Like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years?
Sure.
Last time you went to Denny's, were you sure what you ordered?
I was pretty confident, yes.
Were you confident that your waiter knew what you ordered?
Seeing as they gave me what I ordered, yes.
But before it came out, it was Schrodinger's order, right? You're like, Moons Over Miami, that's what I ordered. And you're like, but I don't know if I'm going to get Moons Over Miami or if I'm going to get a weird, like, Eggs Benedict with a bacon piece shoved through it and like, one piece of toast half eaten from the cat. You don't know because it's Denny's. Nobody knows at Denny's, Kurt.
Okay.
I hate Denny's.
I would agree that it's not one of my favorite places to eat, hence why I'd prefer to eat at a Waffle House or an IHOP or a Cracker Barrel.
Why would you prefer to eat at a Waffle House, an IHOP, or a Cracker Barrel over Denny's?
This is basically this conversation. This is basically, Kurt is the guy with the sandwich and Rikeda is the funny man.
All the niggas in America are in Africa. And this is going, I'm not funny today. I know. I'm having a hard day. I this joke sucks. It's a stupid joke.
Continue the joke.
Continue the joke, Rikeda.
Why would that be?
Because it's a better experience.
Because you have no confidence that when you order at Denny's that you're going to get something that matches the quality of the thing you're expecting, right?
The quality of the experience has been lackluster at Denny's in my past experiences compared to those three.
What you just said is what I just said earlier, except I inserted the word cop.
Not being disappointed about the quality is not the same thing as being confused about what I ordered.
This guy's facial expressions, trying to process Ricada's like drunk retard shit is like priceless. This guy is like, seriously, I guess he has like respect for Ricada. And he's like, he actually believes that there is a point to what's being discussed, and that this isn't Ricada just being a whole-brained, wet-brained alcoholic.
We're disappointed with the quality in what you got from Denny's. Were you confused about what you ordered? Like, I thought I was ordering something good. Turns out, I was ordering slate and bullshit.
Are you sure that you're still not having a fever dream?
I'm 100% sure, Kurt. The funny thing is, I'm much more sure of what I'm saying now than you are sure of what you would get when you order at Denny's.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Real Patriots Party says, for Kurt, cops don't order to eat. They order to fill a check mark while waiting for that one call that will catapult them to sergeant. Cops are retarded like that and never go to Denny's, Kurt.
Bro, if there's anything worse than Ricada's stand-up, it's like the 50 IQ mongoloid retards who still watch him, who think that he's funny and think that they're going to like add their own joke to the mix. Like, this guy's a fucking retard. Like, he thinks that the Denny's joke is funny already, and then he's like, I got a follow-up, like a real punchline that's going to even make this even funnier.
Never go to Denny's, Kurt.
I think cops probably eat.
But they're saying they don't order.
Bro, if you've ever been to Florida, you know for sure that cops eat.
They order and they eat the food, but they don't order for the food. They order to create an opportunity to wait, is what they're saying.
That guy must also be like a wet
they
brain
order
alcoholic.
For to fill time,
these guys are
so
like, Ricada and him are like it. On the same level. That's they know what they're talking about.
Kaufman, 921 says, I meant to say all four of you have a legal debate. Oh, so.
Okay, that's the Ricada Denny's joke. Someone is finally pushing against his awful stand-up and will give him a pity laugh. This is true, furry avatar swords mage. You have made a correct statement. I would have just left. That would have been the only funnier thing that could have happened in this conversation is if Kurt just like shakes his head in disbelief, and then you hear like the doop and his like icon is like his stream just cuts off and Ricada's recenters and gets bigger. Hey, I know this person. Why are they over here? Look, and Alyssa is even like, oh my god, the Maddie Archiver is here. I'm gonna like his comment. All right, I see. Okay, and then there's this. I did not get to finish this. This is by Turkey Tom. I'm not gonna play Turkey Tom and make you watch a Turkey Tom video out of like solidarity or whatever. I just want to play this bit where this guy, this Aust, what's his name? Australia Viper AU or Dark Viper AU goes on an unhinged rant. I think the context for this is that he yelled at a child in Minecraft. Did I ever play this on stream? Because I remember that I commented that he was like DMCA striking a bunch of old Among Us footage because it was causing them problems. I don't think I ever played this clip of him like breaking down on stream about it.
Wanted to play board games. Board games always look so enjoyable, but I had no friends to play them with. And the friends that I did have made it even worse, that they would play board games and not invite me.
Huh, I wonder why.
It takes something like half an hour to fill the lobby. Like, you guys may think I'm super famous and popular and shit, but there's not a heap of people who want to play with me. As a matter of fact, I once more asked a Discord full of other streamers if they wanted to play with me, and I got no responses. Again, I think this may be the third or fourth time I've tried. I've left that server now, because it just brought back all the memories of my fucking friends not inviting me to play games. It just brought up those feelings. I don't like those feelings. I have people I'm playing with who are experienced the game, because that's what I requested, and so I kill a guy, and the game doesn't end. I'm sitting there like, the game's not ending. The game is not ending. Why is the game not ending? I'm not a person who is lost for words very often, but my body from the person I killed was found, and they accused me of the kill, and I literally didn't speak. I was so just the weight of still being in the game was still washing over me. I was just having that bad of a day, and I'm like, is this it? Is this me one day doing something for myself, and this is the situation I find myself in? And so the game plays out for another 10 minutes, and me sitting there just going, I can't believe we're still in this game. And we end up losing. And I go off at this guy. I was just so fucking pissed that my one chance to save my day, to make myself feel good, is ruined by this guy who joined a game that he clearly should not have been in because he mustn't be experienced at the game, which was the very thing that I requested. And so I timed him out. And then I realized, like, I don't want to see this person ever again. I don't want to remember this bad day. I want to move on with my life, smooth f***ing sailing, so I ban this person. They were in a gate lobby they should not have been in, explicitly, and made no mention of their inexperience of the game, clearly deserving of a ban. This day sucks. It is the culmination of every negative thing in my life, and reinforces in me that I can't have a day to myself. I don't deserve shit. I will get back to fucking editing, people!
This is a grown-ass man. But alas, we
have... He does. He has like a weird Indian-Australian voice. It's like, do not redeem. Do not redeem. When I was a boy in Kuala Lumpur, and I tried to play board game with my brother and sister, they said, no, brother, we will not play board game with you because you smell like shit. Now you go and you clean. And I said, no, I do not want to clean. Do not redeem. I want luck. I want luck from the cow shit. So I bathe in the cow shit. And then I play in the cow shit. And I am lucky. I'm now in Australia. They are not in Australia. They are back there and they play board games by themselves. But I am in Australia and I'm still alone. And when I think of this, when I play Among Us, I am not thinking this is a silly game and I'm having fun. I'm thinking of the time that I was too stinky to play board games in Kuala Lumpur. And it's very sad. It's very sad. This grown man, why did you yell at a child in a video game, in a child's video game? Well, let me tell you about the time that when I was a child, I was bullied for being a fucking retard loser. And to this day, I still am bullied for being a fucking retard loser. And when this shit happened, I just couldn't handle it anymore. I was so triggered. Excellent, cool, wonderful. Do I have anything else? Is there an emergency? Do I have any requests yet before I sign off for the weekend? I do have the Super Berries, of course, which I will go over. But I think that I have ran my gambit. I am now directly monitoring my chat. What do you redeem? Null confirmed a street shitter ancestor. I know that all my voices are terrible, but I decided at some point that Indian memes were becoming like a hot thing. So I dedicated myself to like listening to Indian accents so I could try to do it better. And the main thing that they do is they do the bippity boppity. Everything is bippity boppity. I don't know why do they speak like this? It's some Hindu Sanskrit bippity boppity. Do not redeem. I don't know how to describe it in words, but it's like a very cute listening thing that they do. That's like super super Indian, and he does it too. He does a little bippity boppity. Run the gamut, not run the gambit. Motherfucker, I don't know what a gamut is. Don't back talk to me like that. Boss man, there is no... Let's see, I think that... He went up to like 9K and cashed out, I think. He's like super big into debt right now. I don't know if I talked about the coin flip thing. Can I like just show you the fucking... I won't play... Because it's just him playing fucking coins, but... Oh, I can't do it because I'm not signed in. But he's literally playing like a coin flip game. And he somehow got like $9,000. But he gets $4,000 and, you know, reloads every day. So it's not that much comparatively to what his income is. Oh, did he lose the $9,000 off stream already? Dude, he's like super big into debt. He's like freaking out about it. But he can't, even though he's getting a $1,000 reload 4 times a day and could theoretically cash out $1,000 a day to the point where his sponsors even told him that if he abides by their rules, he can withdraw, you know, a bunch of that money. He could easily pay off his debt if he wanted to, but he chooses not to. Is the door installed? No, it's not. I got a new job yesterday with a big pay raise. Say you're happy for me. I'm very happy for you, Crispy. Congrats on that Sigma grind set, my boy. It's paying off. Cover spy.pet drama from the boy kisser thread. I don't know what the drama is. I know that 1API, which is their domain registrar or intermediate registrar, which sees kiwifarms.us, also sees spy.pet. So they're having to change domains, but that's it. I don't know what else is going on in that thread. I don't know anything about review tech. I laugh because I have kick alerts on my phone because when Bossman goes live, I need to know as soon as it happens. But this also means I'm subscribed to Kino Casino as well. So I laughed out loud because I checked my – I heard a ding and I checked to see what it was. And I just saw Kino Casino Gaming went live. Review Tech USA picked his nose. And for some reason, that being like the lead-in to their stream made me like actually bust out laughing. It was very tongue-in-cheek. No Reddit bit. Oh, I didn't bring a Reddit bit. You're right. I don't think I have one. Nope. And Ralph's not doing anything either. He's just like cooped up in his Mexican hovel, surrounded by Hispanic women, forever severed from Whitey. Just doing his thing. Nobody cares. Boogie died, no Ralph update. Went over that. No moment of Reddit. I'm sorry. I don't have a Reddit post. New idea for the Kiwi Farms Book Club. Okay, what chat is that in? I'll check that out. Let's see. Is this funny? Judy Tester, that is your name. Oh, I've been blocked. Okay, I can't even look at it because... What if I go to old? Can I look at it on old? Dude, Reddit... Whoa there, partner. Your request has been blocked due to a security network policy. How about you eat shit? If you think I'm turning off my fucking VPN to read your fucking Reddit post, no, sorry, Reddit. I'm not turning off my VPN so you can deliver ad content to me, you piece of shit. No. Okay, cool. Okay, I'll do the super chat then. Had a little bit of one-on-one time with the general audience. Buy an LMT Mars L when you come back home. I don't know what that is. Okay, cool. Let's start. Luke74E for 5 says, first time catching a stream live. I'm happy to finally be able to give my shekels to the Overlord. Oh, you can always do the Gumroad. Just don't expect anything for a while. Give me like 2 more months. I swear to you, the Gumroad people, I promise one day I'll start doing videos again. It's happening, I promise. Luke74E for 2 says, Nigeria versus Germany. I think that's what he's implying with that. Thank you. Pepper Can't Be Found for 20 says, dear Fear, please accept my humble pizza money. My favorite new cow was featured while you were on hiatus. Did you ever talk about Poppy Diabolique on stream? No, I did not. And the reason why is that Poppy is like has like all this lore. Like even the OP is like extremely big. And I know nothing about them. And I would feel very awkward to just kind of like pull them up and like start talking about them. It would be like with Review Tech USA. Like I know that he's a popular guy. But if I were to just pull up the nose-picking clip apropos of nothing and try talking about him, it just wouldn't land right. Because like I don't know who he is. I really don't know who he is. And I know Poppy is like an up-and-coming star retard on the forum, but I think they're a tranny and like a furry, but that's like the all I know. So if there's ever a time where I need to start like digging for more stuff, I'll look into him for sure. I've been thinking that once I start going back to like one stream a week, I think I should dedicate like the first stream of each month to being like all beef. I like the idea of like an all beef stream and just like once a month, just go out, find things that are outside my comfort zone and try to process them to the best of my ability. And we'll call those like the all beef streams. This is one of my ideas for when I have time to properly articulate myself again. Thank you. Bunker Housing for 2 says Shotgun 1980 is better than Shogun 2020. Oh, Shogun 1980 is better than Shogun 2024. Debate me. I have no idea what that means. I don't watch anything from Japan. Sorry. Real Adonal for 5 says, hey, Josh, can you guess what this is? And then there's a Capbox file. I'm opening the link right now. It appears to be a American politician with the creepiest fucking grin ever. I will show this on stream. I don't know who this is, and I don't want to know, to be quite honest with you. If there's ever a man that's looked like a rat, that's him. He looks like a rat. A little ratatouille rat. Doing your mom, 2988 for 5 says, have you ever read up any more on the Too Mad shit? Zoomy Zoom Turkey Tom did a good video on it, but it was taken down because of a 5-minute recording that seemed to prove that he actually was not a chomo. No, I did not. I might have seen it. Too Mad is someone that I don't have a good, like, mental picture of. I've heard his name many times, but I don't know really anything about him. I think he's black. That's it. That's all I know. Sorry. Luke74E for 10 says, thank you for getting me through my existence as a wage slave. Since discovering the podcast, I listened to the stream at least half of my 8-hour shift for around 3 months now. I'm happy to help. I know a lot of people listen during work. I don't know how you guys get away with that. I try my best to be a little bit safe for work, but I do scream the N-word at the top of my lungs every so often. Happy that I haven't gotten fired yet. Filthy Penguin for 5 says, thoughts on American Psycho novel. If you haven't read it, just pretend you have. I've seen the movie. I don't know how close that is to the book. I have mixed... Like, the movie as a film is great. It's a wonderful movie. It's classic. It's like in that... I think it's 1990s. It's in that 1990s block of movies that are excellent Americana film. However, it is weird. Well, the movie's great. Anyone who tries to say, I'm like Patrick Bateman, you just write those people off as being like retarded faggots. Like, the whole point of Patrick's character is that he doesn't have a personality. He's just like psychotic rage bundled up in a pretty face. He's not really supposed to be someone that you want to emulate. It should be the opposite. It was a take on 1990s corporate culture and how everyone did the exact same shit. Kind of similar to Fight Club in that that was also a criticism of corporate culture at the time, which is kind of, it was at the dawn of the internet and computers making corporate office stuff like how it is today. There were like a lot of people very uncomfortable with that for obvious reasons. Angel Vomit for 5 says, hey friends, happy Friday. Working Saturday and Sunday this week, but fuck it, we making money. That's right, make that money. I know in some countries you actually are entitled to weekend pay, and then you're entitled to even more pay for working on a holiday. Not the U.S., though. The U.S. does not have such things because we have masses and masses of brown people who come into the country and will take any job for pennies on the dollar, and they don't expect much. Cole for 8 says, please read 6 to 12. Once we get into chapter 7, we get into actual narrative of the book. Okay, buddy. Six to 12. Therefore, your days shall you curse, and the years of your life shall perish perpetual execration. That's a weird word. Shall be multiplied, and you shall not obtain mercy. In those days shall you resign your peace with the eternal maledictions of all the righteous, and the sinners shall perpetually execrate you, shall execrate you with the ungodly. The elect shall possess light, joy, and peace. They shall inherit the earth, but you, ye unholy, shall be accursed. Then shall wisdom be given to the elect, all of whom shall live, and not again transgress against the impiety or pride, but shall humble themselves, possessing prudence, and shall not repeat transgressions. They shall not be condemned the whole period of their lives, nor die in the torment and indignation, but the sum of their days won shall be completed. And they shall grow old in peace, while the years of their happiness shall be multiplied with joy and the peace forever, the whole duration of their existence. I still don't know what's going on, and that's only because I'm reading this in piecemeal, I guess. It just sounds like this Enoch guy is very pissed off at people. Doc Sound for 5 says, we must believe that the arc of the moral universe is long and that it bends towards being funny, towards one humorous end, towards another, which society moves onward and onward forever. It's true. That is the only appropriate mentality to have. A stupid fuck for 5 says, I am proud pre-HRT BBW of color and you will respect me. Respect is earned, not gained. And Roxanne Wolf for 10 says, bark, bark. That's a $5 a bark. What a steal. It's true. Boofs and barks are very, very pricey these days. Everything's going up. Thank you. David S877 for 25 says, any locales of history you can think of who have escaped to normalcy and are still alive? Sammy, classic Sonic fan. Sammy, classic Sonic fan, was like a very young kid, but he got on like ADHD medicine. He briefly tried to stage a comeback and like own the meme and become like a YouTuber. But I think he got once he realized how like shitty the internet is and like how mean people are and how they'll take like you being silly and try to like fuck with your family and stuff. I think he just bailed on that. Like, I don't want to do this. Kurt Eichenwald, anime masturbator for 5, says, glorious Kiwi Emperor, will you ever stream video games again? One day. By the end of the year, I promise you, there will be video game streams again. Ace of Speds for 10 says, I heard money doesn't make you happy, so let's try the theory and see if you get sad and I get happy. I'm so torn up right now. You can't even believe it. He Deedly for 5 says, that Australian woman saying Elon should be arrested for not bending the knee, despite being the descendant of whatever rapist, murderer, ancestor she comes from, hilarity. She's also like a representative. I want to say she works in government. She's like a Tasmanian, parliamentarian or something. So she's not just like a random like thought. She's like an actual politician who got elected. Docs Found for 1 says, whatever America hopes to bring to pass in the world must first come to pass in the heart of America, is a quote from Eisenhower's inaugural address in 1953. Yes, it was a much different time before everything became complete shit. Odo Akur for 5 says, hello, Joa. Once you eventually get settled in the States, would you consider buying a pet hamster and letting the forum name it via its submissions and a voot? Maybe. Hamsters don't live that long, and it's kind of sad, you know, to buy all this stuff and set up, like, a little hamster habitat, and then they live, like, 2 to 3 years. I don't know if I really want to put myself through that and have a hamster and have it die. I think they're good to have as a kid, so you get, like, you have, like, a touch with, like, loss, and you know what that feels like. But as an adult, it's just, like, that's all that effort for something so... that just, like, sits there in the bin, you know? I'd much rather have a dog. Luke74E for 2 says, shill this. And then there is, I think, a link to his profile. It's just a link to his profile. Oh, which is, like, a little kid with a MS Paint swastika drawn on his head. I don't know why you're asking me to shill this. Thank you. Sneedberg Stein Goldman for 5 says, happy pizza day. Thank you. Happy pizza day to you too. Rand Away We Go for 5 says, big up, C. Josh. You know how it is dealing with NABE, NERS, and such. I do know. It's very frustrating. It's very taxing. It's what's the word? Exhausting? Is that the word? I think that's the word. Luke740 for 2 says, help, I'm a Negro and your knee is killing the Negro. That's what happened. I remember the video. I was there. Luke740 for 25 says, consider this as an alternative to the white girls fuck dogs. It's a banger. Dirt Nasty Animal Lover.
I'm an animal lover. My dog knows. Every single night I fuck her asshole while the cat just stares and videotapes it underneath the chair. And my bird is fucked.
This is Animal Lover featuring K-Max by Dirt Nasty. Just goes to show that animal love is not a uniquely white thing, okay? Thank you. Danny Act for 1 says, possible Anglo-Jewish woman talks about fucking cartoon dogs from a kid's show. You just know. Yes, I remember that. I remember the clip. Thank you, Danny Act for 1. Zint Super for 1 says, not funny, did not laugh. Sorry to disappoint. Daniak for 1 says, man, Meredith comic scope and ability is so vast and good. She should link up with Nick Riccato and do some duo stand-up together. The tickets will probably practically sell themselves. I wonder if she could. I bet you, do you think Nick Riccato could get that Meredith lady to be on his show? I bet you he could if he asked. It's not much of a downgrade from the two prostitutes, the two literal prostitutes. The Lion King for 5 says, a Muslim stat, a Christian bishop, we need to crack down on Christians, mate. Lord have mercy on me, but I want to wipe these ghouls off the face of the earth. I know, that's how I feel. The Lion King for 2 says, I mentioned Bishop Murray a while ago. He's alive and well and told the Orthodox to pray. Oh, I thought he died. I didn't know he survived. That's good. Alias Unknown 1351 for 1 says, Mary, kill, feed, Anna, Chantal, and Tipster. Um... I'm not answering this. I guess, I mean, I would not kill Tipster. I would obviously feed Tipster. I think Tipster being fed would be the funniest possible choice. Bunker housing for two says, are you going to do something on the escape from Tarkov bait and switch? I have no fucking idea what that means. If there's like some video game drama, I've not heard of it. Claudus Need for 10 says, here's some money for Pizza Josh. Finally. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Arendil for 1 says, do you ever plan on getting the game Manor's Lord? Game just came out today. Maybe the next indie hit after Helldivers 2. I'm playing it right now and having a blast. I've not even heard of it, bro. Probably can't. If it's like multiplayer, probably can't even play it. The Lion King for 1 says, I can't for a wreath. I'm waiting for sex. I'll put my brain in a corpse and a latex shell. Very cool. Thank you. Sin Super for 1 said, there's nothing in the goon suit worth dying for. Just here, 2024. It's true. I was there. I wrote that. Thank you. Nihong for 5 says, popper are used by fornicators to loosen their anal muscles. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So he didn't mention the anal insertion, but I probably was up there too. Roxanne Wolf for 1 says, per the request of the fellow Slobbermont Evie, I think we benefit from doing a quickie on this related to latex guy. And then there is an Etsy shop, which I assume is a latex store. If it's good, mate, let's see. I have to complete a CAPTCHA, and if this doesn't work, I'm just going to give up on this. Okay, I see a furry is holding a rainbow flag. It's called Candy Coated Squeaks. 1,800 sales. Can I show this on stream? So it's like latex animal suits. This one's see-through. This one's like a... This one looks like Kanye West made it. I don't know how to explain that. That it's supposed to be like an inflation thing, but it looks like Kanye West would wear that. There's a big rubber ducky. The eyes are kind of wonky. That is really scary. It looks like a man just wearing a trash bag. Those are latex like underwear, like beach balls. And there's just like paraphernalia for his logo and stuff. This is like a nightmare. This is like an actual, this one right here, this picture, this is like a horror trope. This is like a thing that should not exist. This is something that you would see like in the corner of a room when like the lights flicker on. And then, like, they turn the lights back on, and it's gone. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a fucking nightmare, bro. I don't need to see any more of that. Judy Tester for 2 says, Luna Slater has the most successful and normal age gap relationship. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming that that's a lie, and she's, like, dating somebody who's, like, 30 years older than her. And they do heroin together. Hamtaro for 5 says, you ever seen the video of the blood-soaked horses running through London? Looks like a bad omen. No, I have not. It does appear to be a horse soaked in blood popping through the streets of Scotland. Goodbye, horsies. I mean, I wouldn't want to live in London either. I can understand why they're escaping. Generic user and password for 5 says, a random company hired me then forced me to work on their broken WordPress site when I have zero experience with WebDev. I hate it and now feel a tiny amount of your pain. Take some money. That sounds like a good job. A company that incompetent is going to pay you and have zero expectations. Just do your best and grift the fuck out of those guys until you find something better. Bunker Housing for 5 says, don't you think Ricada would be good again if he got off alcohol? Also, fun fact, Uncivil Law dissed Vic Case to Ricada's face. No, I think Ricada has permanent brain damage and nothing can help him now. Patrick S. Tomlinson for 5 says, Milwaukee does have a bridge. It's called the Hoan Sewage Treatment Plant right underneath it, so you could literally die in a big pool of shit. Alas, new suicide fencing got installed last year. I can understand. It is Milwaukee, after all. Bunker Housing for 5 says, don't you think Ricada would be good? Oh, no, I read that. Lucid Lay for 5 says, following on comments last week, Destiny on stream last year said he was considering co-hosting The Biggest Problem in the Universe with Dick. For some reason, Dick decided to go with Vito instead. Destiny probably weaseled out. Destiny does this a lot where he, like, pitches something that would cause some controversy and then backs out. He also said he was going to finance the Kiwi Farms, and he sure as fuck did not do that. Space Allen for 20 says, Sneed, have a great weekend. Sneed to you too, thank you very much. Casting Couch Crab for 10 says, I visited Nick's house, I didn't see the ceiling cat or the corner demon, but I keep getting woken up by the Pikmin. Well, that's the kids. Those are the kids playing on the Game Boy, bro. They're allowed to do that. Baldo Pickens for 5 says, Tipster is Hispanic, mundane Matt, only veteran with much worse takes. Change my mind. I can't, bro. That's logically unassailable. Thank you. Devious DeV for 1 says, Walnut. I don't know what that means. Thank you. Crispy Legs for 10 says, Happy Friday, my dude. Happy Friday. It is Friday, my dude. Dude, I'm so hyped for the weekend, dude. I'm gonna do poppers and get my latex suit, dude. Just like a real dude. Bunker Housing for 2 says, this management game might itch your programming. Dude, number one, it's Oxygen Not Included. I played Oxygen Not Included. I played it a long time ago when it was still an alpha. But it's like, I don't have time for games. I really don't. I know I say that and people are like, hey, Josh has free time. He's not constantly doing stuff. No, I promise you, I do shit. Judy Tester for 5 says, here's my subreddit link for KF Book Club, but archive now. Thank you for bearing with me. Also, pretty sure the book author wrote this. Oh. Okay, I'll save that to... actually, I'll do that one. Sorry, it's getting hot in here. This is taking a long time to load. I don't know if my internet can handle a book. I'll come back to it and see if it's loaded. Thank you. Dad of them for 10 says, God bless you, Josh. Bless you too. I don't know how to reply to that. It's so awkward. It's like when someone hands you food and says, enjoy your food, and they say, you too. I'm like, that's not appropriate. Say thank you, I guess. Thank you. The Bugs for 1 says, hey, Josh, I read an article of a company importing Mediterranean cheese to Boise, Idaho? Wow. Now that's fancy. What a fancy place to live, that Boise, Idaho. Thank you. Anime Sucks, Scope and Scene for 5 says, Pizza Day. Also, Josh, the guy that sends you these things is fucking jacked. Don't forget that. And then he sends me a link to Capbox, and it's really gross shit. Thank you. Cino for 1 says, hey, Donald, did you talk about the Fat Retard podcast going to convention? I did not. I have no reason to comment on that. Sorry. Cole for 1 says, execrate to feel or express great loathing. They were execrated as dangerous and corrupt. Well, now I know. Thank you very much. Kadoo for 5 says, money. Thank you, Kadoo. Sneedo for 1 says, crazy how Bossman's face looks healthier than Baldo's face. It's true. Bossman does look much healthier than Mercado. Supreme Me for 2 says, do you think any Looney Tunes might try to John Lennon you when you return to the States? Maybe. Unless I get them first. And Arendelle for 1 says, to answer your question, Manor Lords is a single-player game where you play a noble that leads his peasants to collect resources to build a village, and then you can make armies and attack other nobles. Sounds like Crusader Kings. I don't know. Maybe if I ever am like desperately hungry for a video game, maybe I'll check it out. Did this archive link load? It did. Okay, so I'll read this, and then I am done. Manhunt by Gretchen Felker Martin is gruesome and fantastic. Manhunt is a post-apocalyptic thriller where a virus turns everyone with a certain testosterone level into a rampaging zombie-like monster. The book follows two trans women trying to keep their T levels down and survive in the new world. At parts brutal, humorous, and downright horrifying, the story helps explore real concepts magnified by a science fiction lens. Many of these new settlements are being run by TERFs, who hunt down every AMAB trans person they can find. It's a good commentary on the senseless hatred trans people experience in real life. The books also examine themes like queer infighting, passing privilege, and the power that wealthy have to do what they want. It was on the short side, just under 300 pages, but it was still able to get a lot done in that time. It's very graphic and probably not for everyone. If you like post-apocalyptic thrillers and you want to read more from a trans perspective, this could be a good read for you. I like the reply. Crazy Cat Lady 108 says, the concept was fascinating, but the execution was one of the biggest disappointments for me that year. It seemed to get lost in torture porn and dehumanizing sex instead of focusing on a message, any message. So a tranny writes a book about what it's like to be a tranny, and even though it's only 300 pages long and quite short, it features gruesome, dehumanizing sex and torture porn. Awesome. Jesus, that explanation alone is exhausting. My Forest Heart replies saying, it's in the top 10 worst books I've ever read. I can say I ranted about this book to my partner when I finished. I remember we were driving to dinner, and I probably spent the entire driving meal talking about what I thought was wrong with it. It may not be the worst book I've ever read, but it's one that I have the strongest negative opinion about. Top five worst for me, sure. That's funny. No thanks, Gretchen. Seriously? Cool. Well, if you want to read any tranny torture porn books, there's a book called Fire Rush. Oh, Manhunt by Gretchen Felker Martin. For all you people out there. Last super chat for real. Bunker Housing for Two says, what do you think of Oxygen Not Included? Lots of new content added. Dude, when I last played it, I didn't even get that far. Like, I just remember there was a bunch of, like, guys running in hamster wheels and farting. And I had to, like, get rid of the farts. That's what I remember about it. I didn't get that seriously involved into it. I found it kind of annoying, I think. Because it took so long for anything to get done. But it's out of alpha now. I played it, like 8 years ago, I think. So I don't know. All right, and my outro song is a music video that I queued up. This is Hardman Working Hard, Kinoplex. I will see you guys on Tuesday. Take it easy, and bye-bye.
Take a trip to Kinoplex, pay the 006. Need my fix of the next, second rat of cape shit. Not the hit, getting lit, I find adulterated quips. Just a sip, let me in, I need to feed my inner kid. Single ticket, sorry, it's a couple's only premiere. Anyway, the chat and Stacy, take the exit to the rear. Maybe if you're patient, there will be a cancellation here. You can wait in isolation with the other drinks and queer. It's the policy, no ice or food or drink.
Show that dick.
It's the policy, it only hurts a bit.
Spread those lips.
And I promise you will try and make it quick.
Bend those hips.
It's the policy, now don't forget the dip. Take a trip to the lobby, niggas hungry in this bitch. Need my fix about a shit, pop that syrup in my trip. Even Robert has it popping, got a dish you recommend. Crab's legs, ocean fresh, don't forget the seasoning.
Single pitch.
Sorry, it's a couple's only dinner now. Make a way for Brad and Lacey, take a ticket and get out. Maybe if you're patient, we will save a plate of Falcon Chow. We can't wait to hear him say it comes with planes, slip it down, little bitch. It's the policy, hop back into the line.
Take a pic.
It's the policy, hop to the Pucko Mines.
With your shit,
no more crime.
Punching in,
pay the fine.
Double shift,
hear the siren.
Got a split,
nearly time.
Now strip.
It's the policy, no ass out food or drink.
Show that dick.
It's the policy, heavenly hurts a bit.
Spread those lips.
And I promise you, we'll try and make it quick.
Bend those hips.
It's the policy, now don't forget the dip. I should test my ticket, I go in and find my seat. See it taken by mistake, by a beautiful black queen. Miss, I think there's been a mix-up, cause this seat was meant for me.
Fuck you, bitch, that's where I be. Finna call up the police.
In the aisle where I sit, spilled my beans, someone tripped. Baby's crying, someone shit, I should scream.
Where's my tip?
There's a fire, tears are lit. Hear the scholars hollering, settle in, show begins. Take a knee for the answer. Sit back and relax, it's the policy, you fat. Swallow every bit, leave a tip, and don't forget to clap.